Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Those recovery divers trying to sort through the wreckage of a collapsed bridge in Minneapolis having a really difficult time. CBS's Cammie McCormick on the banks of the Mississippi.
Of the five cars found this morning, four were cleared. No victims. One of the occupants of those cars was traced to a nearby hospital. Another is believed to be alive and well. A fifth car was crushed beneath another and could not be checked. In other cases,
there are windows down in some of the cars, which allows people to get out.
But it is a very slow and difficult search for these divers, whereas the current is not as strong. Those waters are murky, according to Captain Bill Chandler.
Visibility is terrible. They can see maybe 6 inches at best.
And even if windows are found open, each vehicle is being searched thoroughly. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
What could possibly account for today's 281-point drop of the Dow? Unemployment is up, new job creation is down, and for some of the inside stuff, we go to CBS News business reporter Alexis Christopherson.
Bear Stearns had its credit rating outlook cut to negative by Standard & Poor's because S&P is concerned that declining prices for mortgage-backed securities will reduce earnings at Bear Stearns. We also heard that American Mortgage, which is a lender based on Long Island, is not going to be making any new loan applications and is going to cut about 7,000 jobs.
The Dow finishing at 13,181, the Nasdaq off 64, the S&P dropping 39 points. Not on vacation yet, Congress, because a national security bill not secure enough for the administration. We don't get to know the details about the wiretapping. Here's what we can find out from CBS's Bob Foss.
The wiretap issue is complex, and some details remain classified. Democratic leaders say they agreed to a short-term fix to make sure foreign communications between suspected terrorists can be monitored. But the Bush administration now says it doesn't go far enough. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they're asking for the Attorney General to be able to authorize wiretaps without going to a judge.
It's not appropriate that the same branch of government have all of that power.
It started out about national security, but it's clearly become a political football. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What a bargain at the pumps. AAA says the national average for regular unleaded dropping to below $2.86 a gallon. It's down 9 cents from last month, 14 cents down from the average price of a year ago. They used to say Ford has a better idea. Today's is a recall. CBS's Tom Foti with details.
The recall involves more than 3.5 million Fords made between 1992 and this year, cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. About a dozen particular models. People should check Ford's website for those model names and years. The problem's a switch that can overheat enough to cause smoke or even a fire under the hood.
It is called the Edinburgh Fringe, and this weekend it launches into 3 weeks of artistic chaos. Anarchic hodgepodge of comedy, music, and drama invigorates the Scottish capital every August. More than 2,000 shows this year, almost 19,000 performers. This is CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR and select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
In rural Idaho, it's the day the music died. Hit it, Stefan.
In Yellow Pine, Idaho, the annual Harmonica Festival is underway. But this year, all roads leading to the tiny town are closed because of wildfires. Event organizer Steve Holloway says that translates to thousands of disappointed people from all over.
From Amsterdam, Holland, we have one. We had one guy from Virginia that got turned away. All over the world, people come to this contest.
Only about 100 people arrived before the roads leading to the town closed. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
Lawsuit claims elephants at the Los Angeles Zoo are mistreated. Actor Robert Culp suing the city to block construction of a $40 million elephant exhibit there. Claims 13 of the zoo's elephants have died prematurely in the past 3 decades. The L.A. Zoo currently has only a single elephant. Another died last year. The zoo says the new exhibit is designed to provide a better environment. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Introducing the new Subway Scrabble game, where you have a 1 in 2 chance to instantly win delicious food. Or collect letters and play online for a chance to win one of 10 $100,000 cash grand prizes. That's 10 $100,000 cash prizes, trips to beaches, family resorts, and much more. New Subway Scrabble. Play often, win often. Stop by today.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 13 years or older. See store for official rules. Void where prohibited. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Scrabble is a trademark of Hasbro in the U.S. and Canada.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee. Ready in advance. See store for details.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. If you're in Portland, Oregon, or Monterey, or Eureka, or Coos Bay, Oregon, you're probably going, Sacramento's only progressive talk station. What the? Well, Peter B. Collins, whom you ordinarily would hear, and nothing ordinary about him, but ordinarily would hear in this time period, is on a month-long hiatus from radio, doing something wonderful. He'll tell you all about it when he gets back on the 13th of August. And until he gets back, you'll be listening to me every day from 3 to 6. Also, the person who preceded me in this fill-in role, Mr. Brad Friedman of thebradblog.com, the world's best site on many things, but most specifically on questions of election fraud and all the shenanigans around that whole issue, bradblog.com, that's the place to go. It's a great site for that information and lots of other things as well. Brad filled in for Peter B. the first 2 weeks of this stint, and we will have him on every Friday. That means today at 5 o'clock, because we're all waiting. All the folks who are interested, election protection folks, everybody who is concerned about securing safe and accurate election casting of votes and counting of votes, waiting with bated breath to see what the Secretary of State of California, Deborah Bowen, does in the wake of a top-to-bottom review of electronic voting machines used here in California, a top-to-bottom review by a top computer scientist from the University of California, and she is set to announce today whether or not she will decertify certain of those machines, what she's going to do about that. It has huge impact, not just in this here state of California, the capital of which I now sit here in Sacramento, but indeed the entire nation, because as California goes, very often the things spread across the country. So we'll talk to Brad Friedman about that at 5 o'clock today. But something I would, and we have some guests also, David Swanson will be on with us at 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about impeachment. Yes, impeachment. And he's got some very important thoughts on all of that. So I look forward to talking to David Swanson at 4. He is a regular on Peter B's show and has a website, and we'll tell you all about who he is and what he does for our Sacramento listeners who may not be aware. So we have those two guests, but I was so interested. We've been following and will be following, although they will not be with us today because the court, the trial is not in session until Monday, and that is a physician, Dr. Molly Fry, a survivor of breast cancer, a double mastectomy, nearly killed her, but she survived. I think that was 11 or 12 years ago. And is a California licensed physician, went to the University of California at Irvine Medical School. She and her husband, Dale Schaefer, who is an attorney, she has been prescribing medicinal marijuana for her patients who have a host of illnesses, everything from AIDS and cancer, people who can't eat because they have, you know, they're taking chemotherapy or whatever, they have no appetite, and so they're wasting away. Marijuana helps them. The University of California studies have shown recently that, indeed, marijuana is very effective in relieving pain for AIDS patients. So when the federal government says it has no medicinal value, they're just not paying attention. They're just way behind the times here. And I'm no, you know, rah-rah, let's all do drugs, man. but I think it ought to be a legitimate option for physicians. And the voters of California with Proposition 215 have said, yes, we want physicians to be able to prescribe marijuana in our state for medicinal purposes. Well, the federal government has decided to target Molly Fry and her husband. They're being tried in federal district court just right up the street here. And yesterday we had one of their lawyers on, Tony Serra, a very famous advocate, civil rights advocate. It was wonderful to meet him. It was a great moment. But I was thinking sort of in broad general terms about this subject. And what I was thinking was, you know how we're told by the Bush administration that, and by the way, there are people from Washington, from the Department of Justice here watching how these young prosecutors do in this case. They're going to see if they can really stick it to Dr. Fry so she can't help patients anymore and take away her medical license and do everything they can just to be horrible. And these young prosecutors out for blood. Boy, Washington's there observing you. Let me just say something. The Department of Justice, which used to have a patina of integrity, has nothing right now. The Department of Justice is in the dumpster right now. So none of you have any integrity working for this Department of Justice. It used to be a wonderful thing. Well, I mean, what a great job to get if you love your country, et cetera. But there is a dulling of the patina of the Department of Justice in the Bush administration, as you all know. And they sent out their flunkies from Washington to observe these young prosecutors and see if they can make a case against this evil physician who is prescribing and providing marijuana for her patients. You know, God forbid that they should get it from their doctor instead of from the criminal underground. But I was thinking about all this, and here's the federal government saying, oh, yes, federal law, Trump state law, you can't do this. And I was thinking, well, my God, don't we just have, we have Mad Dog Roberts, who is the Supreme Justice of the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Mad Dog. You know, most recently, famously, found near the deck of his beach house, ashen and foaming at the mouth. Mad Dog Roberts has some kind of epileptic problem. You know, one of the things, but the federal government won't allow California doctors to prescribe marijuana because the federal government says marijuana is evil, basically. Do you realize that there are many, mostly in Canada, who will talk about it, people with epilepsy who take, what do they take to help with their epileptic seizures? Any answers there, anybody? Yeah, it would be marijuana. That's right. Here's a report from the University of Alberta at Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. 24% of all subjects who had epilepsy and had been using marijuana believed that marijuana was an effective therapy for them. Many patients with epilepsy believe that marijuana is an effective therapy. They're actively using it. It helps them with their seizures. So maybe Mad Dog Roberts would be less mad if the federal government would just allow him. Oh, but no, we can't allow that. No, 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 no. Mad Dog will just have to go on being Mad Dog. Can't give him any marijuana to help him. Sorry. It has absolutely... So I'd like to see Judge Roberts say, it has no effectiveness. Froth, froth. It does. We're also told we have all these freedoms, by golly. Oh, those terrible Muslims. They hate us. Those Islamofascists, those terrorists, they hate us for our freedoms. And yet... Even when the voters of a state say, we want our physicians to be able to prescribe marijuana for sick people, the federal government says, no, 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 you can't have that freedom. Why, we've got all the drug companies giving lots of money to various political candidates. They don't want marijuana to be available. I mean, it's just a plant. People could, my God, they could just grow it. They wouldn't have to go to their pharmacy. They'd get something with no side effects, you know, other than maybe eating too many Doritos. So they hate us for our freedoms. What freedoms do we really have anymore? True conservatives would say you ought to have the right to consume marijuana in whatever form, smoke it, make a, you know, saute it and make a sauce out of it that you put on your arthritic joints, et cetera. Whatever it is, you ought to be able to do that. A true conservative would think that. I'm thinking of people like George Shultz, who has said, you know, it should be legal. But there are too much vested interest in keeping you high or drugged or drunk on things, on products that come from companies that pay candidates to run for office, and they buy their vote. They have access. They don't want people just having a way to cure their ills or feel better involving something that anybody could grow. Now, do they? They hate us for our freedoms. Let's see. We can't have marijuana, even if the voters say yes. So what freedoms do we have? And this is the government, by the way, this particular federal government, under whose aegis the war in Afghanistan has produced, in fact, the largest heroin crop, opium crop, ever in the history of Afghanistan, thanks to our government. You do remember Iran-Contra. You do remember the seeding of certain neighborhoods in this country, including South Central Los Angeles, with crack cocaine. That was done by our government. Ever read Gary Webb's excellent reports before he strangely died of two self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head? Yeah, it's very unusual. So they hate us for our freedoms, but right here down at the federal court, you've got people from Washington observing this trial. Oh, my goodness, got to make sure those doctors get the message. No marijuana for sick people. By golly, can't have that. At the same time, that very same government is fostering a heavy-duty opium crop in Afghanistan, has a history of using drugs to get what it wants to buy, weapons, et cetera, et cetera. And they're telling us, telling the people who might be sick, that they can't have it. So hate us for our freedoms. Something just doesn't ring true about that. And I appreciate those young prosecutors over at the federal courthouse here in Sacramento, California. They want the Department of Justice watchbirds from Washington who are watching them. They want to really impress them and have big careers. But they are doing so by crushing the freedoms that this country is supposedly famous for. False freedoms, freedoms that don't exist. Your comments, please. And the phone number here in Sacramento is 766-1240, 766-1240. If you're in any of Peter B.'s excellent locations, that number, toll-free from anywhere, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. All right? Okay, we'll take some calls. And by the way, we do have David Swanson in the next hour. 4 o'clock, and we have the fabulous Brad Friedman, one of my favorite people and guests ever, will be with us at 5. So let's go ahead and talk to John in Carmel on line 1.
Yes, I heard Scott Dick yesterday. I hear him all the time on Peter B. Collins' show, yeah. And also I like his cooking show.
He has a cooking show. It was Tasty Planet, I think.
Yeah, it's a great show. Normally I agree with him, but he said something yesterday that I absolutely disagree with.
Well,
he said that we should hunt down Osama bin Laden and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly the wrong course.
You want to hunt him down, bring him back here, and try him?
Well, something along that line. I'm not for just leaving him alone to do whatever, but mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody, terrorists generally are not bloodlusting killers. They are fanatically dedicated to a cause, which he is.
So you don't want to make a martyr. Excellent point. I thank you for that call. I'm glad you got to correct or express your view about that. Thanks, John. Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City, and Peter B. Collins' network of stations in Monterey, Eureka, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland. We'll be back with more for you right after this. Phone number 877-766-1240.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grocery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Carmel's community bookstore, The Pilgrim's Way, is a locally owned independent bookstore and has been for nearly 40 years.
Discover for yourself our intimate and unique setting, including the Secret Garden, known locally as a hidden treasure in downtown Carmel. Our friendly staff at Pilgrim's Way are available to assist you with any personal needs or gift buying. And our book selection offers the best of personal development, local interest, bestsellers, novels, children's, and metaphysical, plus much, much more. We have great music and healing tools, cards, and garden statuary.
Visit us at www.pilgrimsway.com or call 624-4955 or visit the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel's only bookstore, and the Secret Garden on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in Carmel.
Terry McCarter of Clarion Mortgage is a lifelong resident of Monterey County and a truly dedicated, caring real estate and mortgage professional. With many years of experience, Terry always goes the extra mile for her clients. During your initial consultation, Terry gets to know your preferences and needs and then helps you choose the loan program that most precisely meets them. Terry takes the time to explain all details of the various options open to you, including any potential risks, and guides you through the mortgage process. If you're too swamped at your desk to stop by during the work hours, make a weekend appointment with Terry or see her after hours. Terry McCarter is your real estate and mortgage professional. Her offices are conveniently located in Salinas at 1271 North Davis Road, just across from Applebee's. Call Terry at 578-0773, 831-578-0773.
Up the booze and sleep medication.
What was the combination, the magical combination last night?
I don't want to mention the brand name.
More so muscular than Prince Valium, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Did it involve a green butterfly?
No.
Oh, okay.
Perching on your shoulder gently.
And no beavers or Abraham Lincoln impersonators.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Talk City 1240.
I'm Christine Kraft. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM, Talk City, and all of Peter B. Collins' excellent network of radio stations. Let's go to Jen on line two. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hi, Christine. You know, the only comment that, well, I always make a comment, you know me. But
yes, you do.
Anyway, it seems really interesting that these judges don't have a problem when these stars are all hyped up on whatever drugs that they're on, heroin and Oxycontin for our friends.
You mean
on the
like
right.
Rush Limbaugh? Oh, that was okay. They made sure he never had to do one day in jail. And let me tell you something. If you, Jen, or I, or Jason here, if we went out and got prescriptions from multiple physicians for Oxycontin and we were buying it in cigar boxes full of cash, sending our maid to go pick up our drugs for us, you think we'd end up doing jail time? You damn straight we would.
Right. You know, and it just seems crazy. Here it is. These doctors are trying to help people generally in pain and having severe health issues, and the judges want to jump all over them, but you let some rich
parasite
or somebody of that nature get high and run over people and things like that, crash, run, whatever. And, oh, no, you know, you just don't understand. They're misunderstood, and we need to feel sorry for them. And it's just disgusting. I mean, I applaud Dr. Fry and her husband, and I really hope that they win because this is just it's going overboard.
All it takes is for one juror to realize that this whole thing is counterintuitive to common sense. And I just have to wonder if Mad Dog Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, last found frothing at the mouth. Not a pleasant situation for anybody. But he also would uphold a federal law which says he can't take marijuana, if even if it would keep him from frothing at the mouth. And you
That's
know what?
Crazy.
If he knew that, you bet he'd be taking it. We just wouldn't hear about it.
Exactly. That's the point. In fact, all of them are probably on marijuana or worse. But no, they have to put the screws to the little guy.
To the little
Thank
guy.
You, Christine.
To the sick person who can't fight back. Thank you, Jen.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's move on to Steve in Sacramento on line one. Hi, Steve. How are you?
How are you, Christine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was one of the first, right after they passed the compassionate use law, I mm-hmm. went out and took advantage. I have a bunch of problems with my neck. And
too much necking.
Actually, yeah, I had four vertebrae in my neck, have herniated discs.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is enough to make you nasty all the time.
Well, they will throw those painkillers at me if I wanted to.
Oh, of course. The pharmaceutical companies want you to have so much. And here we. This is the federal courts going after this California doctor. Oh, by golly. And I'm thinking back. Remember, it's not just Mad Dog Roberts, the current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but Chief Justice Rehnquist, William Rehnquist, the one with the stripes on his arm, he
yeah.
had a heavy-duty Vicodin and Valium problem for years and years and years and was writing opinions at the very highest level of the federal judiciary that were tainted by his prescription drug abuse.
Well, I'm so proud of California, and I'd like to say it is Jerry Garcia's birthday on the 1st of August.
Oh, good.
And they did pass that petition around quite a bit when they performed, when it was going around, that put it over the edge for it to be able to be on the ballot. So
yes.
Just a little
well, thank
plug.
You, Jerry, wherever you are.
Wherever you are. But I got mine from a doctor up the hill, and they just did a benefit for him last year. And, like, I don't know if he was being federally hassled, and I don't know if I can say his name. But, you know, how could they have so much else they could do with their
Let's
time?
Say to them, you take care of your Chief Justice with the Valium and Vicodin problems, Justice Rehnquist, and why don't you help federal prosecutors? Why don't you help poor Mad Dog Roberts make sure he gets some marijuana for his epilepsy and leave the good doctors at the state of California alone? Go after the bad drugs. Go after the meth addicts and all that nonsense.
If Mr. Roberts wants to have marijuana, go ahead. You know?
Well, I just thought it was interesting that up in Canada they say marijuana helps people with epilepsy. We've got a frothing at the mouth. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court doesn't want you to have marijuana, but it might even help him. I think he needs to know that. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Christine.
All right, Steve. Okay. And the phone number is, locally, 766-1240. If you're out of town, toll free, 877-766-1240. Oh, I don't have time for another call right now, but I wanted to tell you about this. Got a great email from one of you. It's from Jean. She says, I think there may be a more, this is not about marijuana, but about Pat Tillman. She says, I think there may be a more disturbing reason behind the fragging of Pat Tillman, his non-religious beliefs. She thinks that he was killed deliberately, that it wasn't an accident. Something about the three bullets in the center of the forehead at close range when there's no sign of enemy fire anywhere around and his diaries get burned and his uniform gets burned, all that. She says there is a major movement in the military higher ranks to evangelize and convert the military to conservative Christian. Well, that's true. And if you know anything about the Air Force Academy, and you know that's true. Our soldiers and airmen are harassed, passed over for awards and promotions, and asked to leave the service when they admit they are not Christian. I know this from my own experience in the Air Force. I've been told to my face by officers that I did not belong in the U.S. if I was not a Christian. I've sat on recognition boards where other members stated that a person could not be given the award because he didn't attend church. She thinks that the sanctioned abuse of non-Christians in the military may be related to the Pat Tillman story. We'll take that up and other things on the other side of our news break. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM. I'm Christine Kraft.
Three little birds.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Two great Chinese restaurants, two great locations, one great American name.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Personally, I love the chow fun noodles. Jim's Restaurant is now celebrating its 8th anniversary at 1584 Del Monte. Join the party. Buy lunch or dinner for four at Jim's in Seaside and get a free order of tempura vegetables. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117 for great takeout.
Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale is a local treasure. Jim's owner and chef, Stephen Lowe, has over 20 years of experience in renowned San Francisco restaurants. Chef Lowe provides his loyal clientele with the best of East meets West, including the finest steaks in Monterey County. Chef Lowe enhances classic American and Chinese dishes with delicious French and Italian entrees and sauces. Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale transcends categories with a unique pace-setting menu and family-friendly prices. Jim's in Prunedale is open daily for lunch and dinner. Stop by 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road or call Chef Stephen Lowe at 663-4888 for carryout to die for.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
We were looking for an inclusive community, so we joined a Unitarian Universalist church where we can really live our values.
Did you know the American Red Cross, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, and the SPCA were all founded by Unitarians or Universalists?
Imagine a denomination that walks its talk. When Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to clergy to join protesters in Selma, Alabama, more than one-third of the Unitarian Universalist parish ministers answered his call.
And Unitarian Universalists are still fighting for justice today. We're speaking up everywhere for marriage equality, for reproductive rights, for the environment, and for our civil liberties.
A denomination with progressive values makes a difference in today's world. Unitarian Universalists. Come visit our church on the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website, uucmp.org, or call 624-7404.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview nationally known writers, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for Tasty News shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Everybody, I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station. In for Peter B. as well the rest of this week. Well, the rest of today and then tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow, but next week. Let's talk to Steve in Citrus Heights online, too. Hey, Steve, how are you? You're on Talk City.
Hi, Christine. Yes, I've spoken with you before, and actually I'm kind of a conservative, so, you know, hopefully you don't...
That's it. I'm not going to listen to you.
No, you know, you've actually been very kind and listening to me. Question I had, though, I just called Dr. Fry's office, mm-hmm. and with all this legal wrangling going on, is she still able to practice medicine?
Yes, they've pulled her ability to prescribe heavy-duty prescription drugs to you. Like, she can't write you a prescription for OxyContin, but guess what? She doesn't want to.
Right. Yeah, and actually, I'm on OxyContin. I'm a, what they call, intractable pain patient.
Yes.
Titanium in my neck and all that good stuff. So,
you want to see it? Have you ever tried marijuana?
When I was a teenager, but
yeah.
I mean, that's...
Not for your physical ails. Well, I have no idea if it would help you or not, but you ought to be able to discover that with a physician,
yeah.
You know, who is willing to consider it or has some experience with it. It ought to be. From a true conservative perspective, that's a place where government has no role. This is not something that's ever been shown to kill anyone, unlike alcohol or prescription drugs.
You know, one thing I absolutely agree. I would rather see alcohol outlawed and marijuana legalized, you know, because you have far more problems with alcohol. I mean, you know, all the, domestic disputes, all
that's
alcohol involved. But
yeah.
I just want to say that, I generally don't agree with you on things,
mm-hmm.
but I do enjoy listening to you. I try to keep an open mind and I'm trying to not be staunch in one particular area. So I do try to keep an open mind on things, and I did want to find out about Dr. Fry, and I hope
right.
that she will win her case. And
all
and
it
all
takes
that.
Is one juror to say not guilty, and then the message gets sent to the federal government. Waste your time. Use our taxpayers' dollars, and it's a considerable amount of money the Department of Justice receives from the taxpayers of this country. Use those resources to go after the bad guys, not the good guys. It's pretty simple.
I agree. And you were mentioning, the Valium and all that kind of stuff. Those things, I mean, I'm currently on, and they are very difficult to get off of.
Well, I remember I've had two major back surgeries, and leading
mm-hmm.
up to those for years, that the doctors would always say, "Oh, take what was it?" Soma, and I remember standing there in Carmel, living in Carmel, and I'm
mm-hmm.
at the corner of Mountain View and Santa Rita, a little house next to the Forest Theater, and I'm ironing my blouse to go be on television at Channel 5 in San Francisco, ironing my
uh-huh.
blouse to get ready for the weekend, and I'm watching my favorite anchors on Channel 5. I'm watching and I'm ironing,
uh-huh.
and all of a sudden, oh my God, I was so stoned from the doctor-prescribed pharmaceutical of Soma.
Yeah.
That I almost burned through the entire ironing board pad.
Yeah.
It was not a safe thing to take. And yet, that was what the solution was. Here, take more of these drugs to render you, kind of drooling and wretched and unable to do anything. And it seems to me, if there are alternatives, and the University of California and other researchers say absolutely, marijuana is efficacious in helping with pain and inflammation, then by golly, the patients in this country, you know, we whose freedoms are so revered all over the world, revered or feared or hated, they hate us for our freedoms. We ought to have some. We ought to be able to go to our physician in any state in this country. And if you have a medical need that would be helped by medicinal marijuana, you ought to be able to get it without having your doctor prosecuted as they are in this case. And good luck with that intractable pain. I hope it goes away overnight.
Yeah, a few more seconds. It's okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you the pain doctor that I'm seeing, I've discussed this with him.
Yes.
He doesn't have a problem with it, and they actually don't. They do urinalysis testing, but they don't test for marijuana. They leave it
right.
up to us.
Right.
To,
but by the same token, and that's very nice of them, but they don't want to be gutsy and brave and say, yeah, you ought to try it. It might help you.
Oh, right. That's true, too.
They're not going to write you a prescription for it.
Oh, no, no. But yeah, he's a really great guy. Anyhow, Christine, I hope we can find things we can come together and agree on more.
We agree on marijuana. What do you know? Thanks,
yeah, I think
Steve.
We agree on animal things too. I got a real quick. I got a four wheel drive cat. My cat's got six toes on all 4 feet.
Famous cat. Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, God bless.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Something else I wanted to talk about, because several of you listening on Peter B. Collins Network have written me emails, and you can do that. It's Christine, Christine, at 1240talkcity.com. Christine at 1240talkcity.com. Our website is www.1240talkcity.com. If you go to my page, you can see all the things we're up to. And several of you did, and you said, what's this Veronica Salcedo deal that you're raising money for? Let me just tell you what it is, because I don't want to send long emails to everybody, but because it's just too much. But this was a case Let's see, when did it happen exactly? Well, it was it's a baby, a 15-month-old darling little baby named Hannah Rose Jusseum, lives up in a community called Roseville, and that's part of California that's pretty much very conservative part of the state, et cetera. And the father, Scott Jusseum, and the mother, Lorena Jusseum, have, I think they have three children. This baby has a twin, I think has Down syndrome. The story was, the news story broke that the baby had, the mother had gone to the bank one morning, it doesn't say where the father was, leaving the baby in the care of their babysitter, who had been working for them for a year, who was from Mexico. Now, the parents claimed they had no idea she wasn't here legally. They just didn't know. I never believed that. I thought they knew perfectly well where the mother was from. But they had this nanny named Veronica Salcido. She is 39 or 40 years old. She's a mother. She has other children and had been an exemplary babysitter or nanny for their child. One morning, as the story goes in the newspaper, the mother, Lorena, goes off to the bank to do some business, gets a cell phone call from the babysitter. I can't get the baby to wake up. So she races home, and the baby is exhibiting the signs of shaken baby syndrome. The baby dies later. And the parents immediately, particularly the father, the mother's kind of quiet. She strikes me as somebody who has been told not to say much. But the father, Scott Jusseum, works for his sister-in-law, or his stepsister, a tax law factory lawyer called Ronnie Deutsch, who does these ads on TV. I can settle all your tax debts for $20, which is, of course, absurd. But anyway, he is an enforcer for his stepsister. In other words, when people don't pay their bills to this law firm, he goes out and makes sure they pay their bills. And he can, by all accounts, and there's recordings of him going to people's homes and being rather threatening. Anyway, the father and the mother, devastated, of course, that the baby has died. That's horrible. No one wants a little beautiful little baby girl to die. They immediately start saying, the babysitter did it, the babysitter did it. Yes, that babysitter did. We didn't know she was illegal, but she did it, Veronica Salcido. Veronica Salcido said, I didn't do anything. Don't try to pin this on me. I love this baby. So up in this very conservative community, the babysitter gets arrested. And, of course, they find out she's here illegally, so there's no bail. She can't get it. She's been in jail for months and months and months and months and months, trying to raise money to defend herself in a trial which begins, I think, either August 17th or 20th. I'm not sure the precise date. It's at the end of this month. And what was so interesting to me was, because the father and mother almost instantly, within days, were over at the Capitol getting legislators to back them up. I'm devoting my life to stopping people from shaking their babies. And he set up a website with big pink billboards all over California. I don't know, maybe they're in Oregon too, and they say, don't shake your baby. Big pink billboards. Don't shake your baby. Well, now the babysitter's not charged with shaking her baby, so maybe that's a Freudian slip. If you look at the statistics, most time there's a baby who is shaken, and it's not necessarily just one instance where someone gets mad and shakes the baby to death. It's typically over a period of time, you know, several incidences of rough treatment of a child for whatever reason. Maybe it's crying too much. I don't know. But it's very hard to show how this syndrome occurs, which ends up in the death of this child. It's not necessarily one instance. Anyway, the father was just out there. He was on every TV station, every newspaper. My babysitter did it. And he said, she needs to confess right now and save us. She needs to admit that she did it and save us having to go through the tragic realities of a trial. We don't want her to go to trial. We want her to confess. The babysitter said, I didn't do it. Didn't do it. Well, she better confess because she's making us go through this trial. And it was terrible. And I talked about it on the radio because it seemed very strange to me that the father was out there with the billboards and had the sheriff's cars with don't shake your baby, the babysitter did it, you know, before there's any trial or any finding of fact at all. I thought it was just awfully strange, by golly. And I said so. I said, well, you know, we all need to reserve judgment and see what comes out in a trial. And I didn't believe the father when he said, oh, we had no idea she was here illegally. I don't believe him. I still don't on that. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the babysitter did it. Typically, when a baby is shaken to the point of dying, typically, if you look at the cases and you can look, quick searches will teach you this, it's usually the father. Usually. I don't know if his father did it or didn't do it, but I'm not convinced the babysitter did it. And when I talked about it, that father called this radio station and tried to get me off the air. He was so angry because he was just talking about this. Shouldn't we wait for the trial to sort of say, think we know what happened? These shaken baby cases are very complex. You need expert physicians to come in and talk about the signs of shaken baby syndrome, how it can be over a period of time. It's not necessarily one thing. I think that this woman, even though she's here illegally, Veronica Salcedo, deserves, call me crazy, a fair trial. And so this radio station, this program, I mean, has started a fund, a fair trial fund. So if you go to www.1240talkcity.com, you can see, if you go to my page, Christine's page, you can see this information and how if you can donate a dime or a dollar or a penny or whatever, it helps. So far, I'm delighted to say we've raised almost $1,500 just from people saying, you know, she deserves a fair trial. We don't know who did it, but, you know. And then the father said, oh, she has to admit she's guilty. When Veronica Salcedo wouldn't, when she said, I didn't do anything, the father, she's going to demand it. They offered her a plea bargain. They said you can take, instead of 25 years to life, we'll just give you 11 years. She said, no, I didn't do it. I want to go to trial. This kind of trial is very expensive. There have been some big problems up in the public defender's office up there. She now has a private lawyer, Mary Beth Acton, who has lined up the witnesses and is desperately trying to pay for all this so this woman can have a fair trial. So that's what it's about, those of you who asked. And if you go to the website, www.1240talkcity.com, click on my page, you can see the information, how to donate to this woman. I know, she's here illegally. I think they know it. Now they're so upset that it's going to trial. They can't, they're calling it, it's war, it's war. I mean, how dare this woman who's illegal demand a fair trial? Who does she think she is anyway? She's Veronica Salcedo, and she deserves a fair trial if you want to help. That's what that's about on the website. So thank all of you for asking, and I certainly will let this audience know how all of that trial plays out. Okay? That's what I'm up to. I think she deserves a fair trial, and they're expensive shaken baby cases. Okay? You are listening to Sacramento's. Is it time? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just, see, I was confused about that. Are you sure? Oh, 5 seconds. Yeah, that's right. Jason is so accurate. Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, and all of Peter B. stations, 766-1240 or 877-766-1240.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
There's more than one side to every issue. Actually, there's usually more than two sides. It's important to get a different perspective on issues and current events, and that's what we'll provide you on Thursday nights at 10 on KRXA 540. Our show is called, appropriately enough, A Different Perspective. I'm Jack Quirk, and I'm your host. I have guests with a unique angle on current issues. I'm often joined by Phil Rapp and other guest co-hosts who bring their own expertise to our discussions. Join us each Thursday night at 10 for A Different Perspective here on KRXA 540.
15% of Americans trust anybody in the media. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on The Ed Schultz Show.
To change the world, start with one step.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Our phone number is 766-1240. 766-1240 or out of town, 877-766-1240. Another thing that I think is quite interesting here in Sacramento I wanted to tell this larger audience about, other than the Salcido case, which is coming to trial at the end of this month, we also have a situation here. Sacramento is home to lots and lots and lots, so over 100,000 plus Russian-Ukrainian emigres, and a large number of them are Christian evangelicals, and they have big churches, and they say that they were persecuted in their home countries. And certainly before the fall of the Soviet Union, they were persecuted for their religious beliefs. Post-fall of the Soviet Union, they're not. In fact, there are many evangelical churches in Russia and in the Ukraine now. So it is not, there's not hostility or persecution because of religion now. In any event, they're here now. And many of them have, some of them hold to the, you'll see that the older women with the babushkas, the kind of heavy-set women with the headscarves and stuff, and the young women are all babes, right? So it's amazing how that happens. But, and have very, very large families and are evangelicals and have big, big, big churches here in Sacramento. And that's fine and that's wonderful. Just one problem, some of these churches preach a gospel of, that gay people are evil, that gay sex is, what do they call it, sodomy is sin, and they have a practice of going to every single gay event in Sacramento, like a gay pride parade or meeting or gathering places, restaurants, bars, whatever, and hassling schools, hassling gay kids, hassling gay people, spitting on them, holding up signs, sodomy is sin, you're going to burn in hell. And you know what? They're entitled to that view. This is a free country. And if your religion is one which believes that the sexual practices of some segment of humanity are a sin in your religion, you're entitled to hold that belief. And, of course, you probably shouldn't practice those things if you think they're hideous sins and people will burn in hell. But this is a free society. And gay people have worked very hard to achieve their rights, and they're still working hard to achieve their rights, things like equal protection under the law. In this state and many other in this country. So there's been this tension between the evangelicals, and I think they say, we came to this country to find freedom, but then they want to oppress people who are already here, American citizens who happen to be gay. And there again, they're entitled to have that view. They're just not entitled to shove it down anybody else's throat. So it was understood after all of these encounters where the Russian evangelicals are denouncing gay people and spitting on them and holding up signs and telling them they're going to burn in hell. And, you know, maybe they are. Let God decide that, okay? So I don't know what they don't get about that. It's God's decision to decide who goes to heaven or hell. And if there is such a place, if there is a God, that's up to God, right? It's not up to any of these individuals. But there's been this tension out there. And a few weeks ago, and the point of me telling you this is, I just wonder if anybody in the expanded audience knows, who killed Satinder Singh? Satinder Singh, East Indian young gentleman from Fiji. I have no idea if he was gay or straight, but in Fiji, everybody dances with everybody. The women dance with the women, the men dance with the women, the men dance with the men. They're having a picnic at a local park here in Sacramento. Satinder Singh, I think 25 or 26 years old, and they're having a birthday party. Well, at the same park, across the path, are a bunch of Russian, Ukrainian, now presumably evangelicals, because, I mean, they didn't come up and say, hello, we're evangelicals from Russia to Ukraine. But they had gone around spitting on the towels of the Fijians because they saw the Fijians dancing together and assumed, well, they're gay. I don't know if he's gay or not. I don't particularly care. But the Russian men sent home their wives and children. Go home now with your babushkas, you know, and called up backup, their buddies, their comrades in arms. You know, praise Jesus. Let God decide who goes to hell or heaven, okay? But they did this, and then, and so what do you think? Do you think they had an intent to beat up the Fijian men at this point who were dancing with each other after spitting on their towels all day and taunting them back and forth? Sending the wives and children home, calling up the men folk to back them up. Because, you know, people who do things like that are, it's kind of like George Bush and Dick Cheney. They're bullies and cowards. They're both. So when the wives and children came home and the comrades arrived to help back them up and go after these Fijians who were presumably gay because they were dancing at some point with each other, as people do in Fiji, it's cultural, they punched Satinder Singh. Something broke in Satinder Singh, and the blood poured from him. And a few days later, he died, taken off life support. They killed him. And they intended to do grave bodily injury to Mr. Singh. This is not just, whoops, oh, we're sorry. It was just a little, it's murder. Okay, they intended, they planned, they plotted over several hours. There's testimony as to their plan and plot over several hours. And you got the sheriff's department here saying, oh, yeah, we're working on it. And still, it's been several weeks now, still no arrests, even though license plates were recorded, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, did I mention, after they killed him with the punch and he lay there dying, the Russian-Ukrainian evangelicals ran off, well, got into their cars, threw bottles at the Fijians who were going after them, because they don't, the Fijians were not part, they were not aggressors in this matter at all. They just tried to, you know, brush it off. And threw bottles at the Fijians to keep them from getting their license plate numbers, including throwing bottles at a young 26-year-old Fijian pregnant woman. Because, you see, bullies are cowards. That's what they are. They ran away. And now they're hiding with mommy someplace. Who killed Satinder Singh? We still don't know. There's still been no arrests. And the Russian-Ukrainian evangelical community knows full well who these people are, but they won't turn them in. Because, after all, it was only a gay person, right, who got killed. So I'm wondering if you have any situations like that in your communities outside of Sacramento where, you know, religious ideas, intractable religious ideas, they want to impress it on other people and harass gay people. Is that just in Sacramento, or do you experience that also in other parts of this audience, such places as Portland and Coos Bay and Eureka and Monterey? Or that's just something that's uniquely Sacramentan. I don't know. Our phone number is 877-766-1240. And do you think it should be just, well, they didn't mean to. It was just in a fight. I'm sorry. When you send your wives and children home and call in your buddies for backup, you intend to do bodily injury, don't you? Don't you think? I think so. So that's what we're talking about on this here radio station from time to time. And you're free to comment on that. Let's talk to, we don't have time. We're out of time, aren't we? Daniel, we'll try to get you a little bit later, so I'm sorry about that. The clock has caught us, absolutely. When we come back, we are going to have a conversation with David Swanson. He is the Washington director of Democrats.com. He also has his own blog, www.davidswanson.org, and he is a regular guest of Peter B. Collins, and he has some very interesting things to talk about. Scott Jennings' testimony in front of the Senate the other day about the White House emails. Also, he's going to give us his take on the impeachment discussion, which is roiling across this nation from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Impeach them yesterday is my view. Defend the Constitution, or this Congress is going to lose next time out because they haven't done what they're supposed to do, protect the people and the Constitution. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket. to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com. SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. SoberStones.
Where go?
Tom Hartman.
Time Magazine, quoting Arlen Specter, is saying there is a jail in the Capitol complex. What that is referencing is this concept of inherent contempt.
It's the Tom Hartman program.
It's where the House of Representatives, or the Senate for that matter, can simply say, okay, we're an independent branch of government. You are in contempt, and so we are arresting you, and we are putting you in our jail in the basement of the Capitol building.
Tom Hartman, weekday evenings on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Amid the search for bodies, investigators look at the bridge collapse.
We have not ruled out anything. Anything other than we believe this is an accident.
After the catastrophe in Minneapolis, decrepit bridges are getting a closer look and coming up short.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Some progress today in the Mississippi River, but the divers are struggling every inch of the way.
The divers pretty much is a braille method, as we call it. You're feeling through the muck.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick brings us up to date.
Of the five cars found this morning, four were cleared. No victims. One of the occupants of those cars was traced to a nearby hospital. Another is believed to be alive and well. A fifth car was crushed beneath another and could not be checked. In other cases,
there are windows down in some of the cars, which allows people to get out.
But it is a very slow and difficult search for these divers. Whereas the current is not as strong, those waters are murky, according to Captain Bill Chandler.
Visibility is terrible. They can see maybe 6 inches at best.
And even if windows are found open, each vehicle is being searched thoroughly. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
First Lady Laura Bush visited the site today and also stopped at the Red Cross office where she met Jay Reeves.
You were the one that was right there by the bus, is that
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Dog smiled on the children, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Reeves was driving near the bridge when it came down. He ran over and helped evacuate kids from that stranded school bus. Investigators have studied the video, and National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosinger says they noticed that the southern side of the bridge shifted.
We're beginning to look at that southern end. Not ruling out anything else, but beginning to spend more of our time in this initial phase of the investigation in that end.
What about other bridges? CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes takes a look.
From California to Connecticut today, inspectors could be seen hanging off bridges, floating beneath them, and peering at them through binoculars. Coming under the greatest scrutiny are the 750 bridges in the U.S. that are similar in design to the one that collapsed. A third of those steel-decked truss bridges are rated structurally deficient, just like the Minneapolis bridge was before its structure failed.
Now this.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get. At no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Every one must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
With 1 foot out the door heading for summer vacation, the House has overwhelmingly approved $250 million to help rebuild the 35W bridge. But President Bush says not so fast.
I'm going to ask Congress to stay in session until they pass a bill that will give our intelligence community the tools they need to protect the United States.
He wants expanded authority for electronic surveillance, but he's not getting much help even from members of his own party. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
It's been a raucous day with Republicans shutting down the House for hours at a time and partisan tempers flaring. After one episode of shouting, Democrat Carol Shays Porter reminded people their mothers might be watching.
This is very rude behavior. They're calling out, the catcalling.
The real business was trying to change the law governing national security wiretaps, Republican Mike Rogers.
We should do this. We ought to do it. And shame on us if we can't do it.
But Democrats say the Bush administration agreed to their fix and now rejects it and demands much broader wiretap authority and suggests some of this is less about security than politics. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Latest word is the talks between the White House and congressional negotiators have broken off. It's been another one of those days. The closing bell halted a decline that saw the Dow lose 281 points, finishing the week at 13,181.
There is concern now that losses in the mortgage market are actually going to slow the economy and cut into profits at some of the biggest banks.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christopher says the market was also reacting to reports that job growth was slow last month, along with growth in the service economy. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Every one must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Also, Peter B. Collins' network of radio stations in Portland, Coos Bay, Oregon, the Monterey Peninsula, and Eureka, all of that as well. And we're delighted to have all of you for the rest of today and then all next week. And then, like Cinderella, my pumpkin will turn back into a – I mean, my coach will turn into a pumpkin. I got it backwards. I like pumpkins. I don't know. Anyway, we've got a guest, and he's one of the regulars who appears every week with Peter B. Collins. That would be David Swanson. David Swanson's on our live line. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing very well now that you're there, and you are the Washington director of Democrats.com. You have your own blog, davidswanson.org, and I've been looking at it and enjoying it immensely, and I got to ask you right out of the top of the game here. I have a picture of you, and you're doing your podcast, and you have on a fabulous T-shirt, David. It's a black T-shirt, and it says, Impeach Bush and somebody. I can't see quite who that is. How do I get that T-shirt? I want to wear that T-shirt.
If you go to yet another website, yes, where I actually spend most of my time every day, which
and
is
money.
Called AfterDowningStreet.org, you'll see a big link on the side, get your T-shirt, which says Impeach Bush and Cheney, AfterDowningStreet.org.
I love it. Thank you very much. I will be getting one of those, maybe several in different sizes. Yes, okay. Now, you want to talk about Scott Jennings first? I think it's so interesting, the White House, Deputy White House Political Director, who testified the other day, trying to explain the Attorney General firings and also tried to explain how thousands, if not millions, of White House emails to and from the political office were transmitted only through communications accounts controlled by the Republican National Committee. Do you think he did a good job of explaining how that happened?
I have to confess I didn't watch. I've been a little busy with other impeachment organizing, but from the little bit I've read about it, no, obviously not. And, I mean, why why is everything done as part of the Republican National Committee? Why is the United States Department of Justice now a branch of the Republican National Committee?
It really is. Don't they realize they're losing all of their panache? I mean, the Department of Justice used to have a certain luster to it. It doesn't right now.
Well, it's got that name, justice, that word in the name of it, and yet, you know, it has bears no relationship. And there's been this theme since 2000, since the Supreme Court stole an election, of voter suppression and failure to count votes from Democrats, from minority voters. And we now have the Department of Justice, you know, firing and hiring based on whether you're going to help defeat Democrats and yes, give Republicans victories and suppress minority votes. And it's so open and so blatant, and the Democrats are getting very picky about finding every last bit of testimony and documentation. I mean, this crime is pretty well documented.
It's pretty much
point.
Out there. It's like, you know, at first you could say, well, okay, give them a grace period where they do their investigations, then they'll have more than enough stuff to go forward. They've got more than enough stuff to go forward with what is constitutionally provided for them in these circumstances, and that is to impeach. I'm looking at a report here. It used to be when Dennis Kucinich's impeachment resolution, H.R. 333, the one that it's impeachment against Cheney, he started out, he was kind of alone and by himself, and pretty soon he had 10 people, then 11. Now I understand there's up to 34 folks in Congress who are supporting his H.R. 333.
Well, that's probably an article of mine that gave you that misimpression.
It is.
Let me correct a couple of small points.
Okay.
One is, if anybody looks up H.R. 333, they will find a completely unrelated bill. They'll start calling me and raising all sorts of paranoid theories. So it's very important to tell them that it's H.R.E.S. 333.
Resolution,
which is a
yes,
completely – if it's H.R. 333, it's
a
regular
bill.
It goes
okay
through the Senate, too. If it's H.R.E.S. 333, it's something that just happens in the House, and that's the case with impeachment.
Okay.
That being said, that bill now has 17 brave, principled members of Congress
mm-hmm
on it, and I would add five of them from the great state of California.
Yes, including Lynn Woolsey and
including
Barbara Lee.
Lynn Woolsey and Barbara Lee and Maxine Waters, as might be expected.
Sam
as well.
Farr from the Monterey Peninsula. Yes.
One more.
Who else is on there? Maxine Waters from L.A.
Maxine, Lynn, Barbara, and Sam, and one more, Bob Filner.
Bob Filner, yes, from San Diego. You bet.
Yeah.
And then the companion, there's another House resolution sponsored by Inslee, which has 15 co-sponsors. And what does that one do?
Well, it had 15 when I wrote that the other day. It now has 25.
Yeah, see how fast this is growing?
it is, and that's because this is a resolution to impeach Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General,
mm-hmm,
where the case is equally as solid as for Cheney, but
you
where
they have enough to go after Gonzalez? Yeah, duh.
You think? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a group of prosecutors who originally introduced this, Inslee and a half dozen others, and former prosecutors who are in Congress, and it's seen as more acceptable to the Democratic leadership. You know, Pelosi has clearly banned impeaching Bush or Cheney, and yet you have 17 brave souls putting the Constitution ahead of Nancy Pelosi. On Gonzalez, it's less clear that she's banned that, and you know, the original sponsor is not someone seen as a liberal who's running for president. It's a congressman from Washington State, Jay Inslee.
Mm-hmm.
And so you very quickly have gotten to 25. So you add those up, you've got 38 Congress members for, you would have 42, but there are four people who are on both bills. So you have 38 individuals for impeachment. There is another two Congress members who have gone out and said we need impeachment of Bush and Cheney, but not signed on to any bill.
Yes.
There are a number of others, I can tell you, without giving their names, have privately said.
You think they're going to, but you could, David, they probably said they're not willing to do it publicly yet. Do you think as they come home for this little recess, and then they hear from their constituents who are fighting mad, I mean, the popularity of Congress is even lower than that of George Bush right now, are upset that the Democrats didn't do what they said they were going to do, i.e. stop the war and do everything they could to stop it, and certainly the impeachment case. Do you think they're going to hear from their constituents, get back over there and do the job we sent you there for, or we'll find other people to replace you?
like nothing they've ever heard before. I mean, already almost every office you go into, they say the phone calls never stop. It's all day long, the emails, the phone calls, the faxes, the people coming to our office, the people out in front of our district offices with posters that say honk to impeach, and the cars won't stop honking all day.
Everywhere, all across the nation.
Almost every Congress member's office I go into in Washington and talk with the member or the staff, it's the same story. It's overwhelming. You know, we're getting a call every 2 minutes, you know. And so the month of August, people are revved up. People are optimistic because there is this movement. There are a couple of bills gaining co-sponsors, and people are mad. And Congress members are going to hear this like nothing they've ever heard before, and
I can't guarantee they're going to pay any attention,
you know?
Yeah, at every town hall meeting. Here's something, though, that I find concerning. Barack Obama, you know, who is not going to be nominated probably. It's going to be Hillary Clinton because the party elites have decided that's who's going to be nominated. But, you know, he is running for president and is very visible, apparently taking over the lead in Iowa today, the latest polling. But said quite famously, and here's a guy who was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. Only the best and brightest get to go to Harvard Law School in the first place, much less be editor of the Law Review. Very smart. One would think understands the constitutional proscriptions against the kind of behavior that this president and this vice president and this attorney general have committed, et cetera. He said, oh, no, I wouldn't impeach. I would reserve that for only the most sort of grievous offense. What on earth does he mean? If gutting the Constitution one amendment at a time is not enough, I don't know what is. Do you?
Obviously not. You know, Barack Obama is trying to say whatever will please people and sound warm and fuzzy. And so he thinks suggesting that grievous crimes are not occurring will be good news and people will be glad to hear that. Never mind the fact that it isn't true.
Exactly.
I just have to add that Alberto Gonzalez may have dragged that reputation of Harvard Law School down a little.
Down just a wee bit, like quite a bit, I know. And can you imagine when he went back recently for the class photo, whatever the anniversary was, and the other members of the class are probably, well, I don't know if I really want my picture taken, but anyway.
Yeah, can't blame him, can you?
No. So do you think Congress's reputation, I mean, the polling says Congress is even more unpopular than the president. You think they're going to hear the message? I mean, all they'd have to say, and I'm a big Edwards fan, and I was just hoping that John Edwards would come out and say the simplest thing, and Nancy Pelosi could do it also, and just say, you know, in fact, when we are out there defending the Constitution and serving as the representatives of the people of this country, we should never say that anything is off the table, period. Doesn't even have to use the I word, but just sort of correct things and say nothing should be off the table. Doesn't even have to say impeachment.
Yeah, I think Edwards has a huge barrier to overcome with the speech he gave when he authorized this war on videotape for any Republican to put on our television over and over again.
Even though he's apologized subsequently. He's been the only one who apologized.
Unlike Senator Clinton, he has apologized. And unlike Senator Clinton, he has adopted many progressive majority positions on a variety of issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got that huge handicap. But I would be surprised if Edwards does not come out for impeachment of Gonzalez. And I would not be shocked if he did so this weekend at the yearly COSE convention in Chicago.
The one that Bill O'Reilly says it's a nest of hotbed of communism.
Exactly. That's the one. Which is, you know, it's nothing but an AstroTurf group. It's a Democratic Party Netroots group. But it's, you know, that being said, once you get any group with a significant number of people in it, it's for impeachment.
That's right.
You know, whether the Democratic Party says so or not.
Can you hold on a little bit more with us? We take a break and come back and finish this up?
Sure.
Good. Absolutely. David Swanson is with us, our guest here on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, also on all of Peter B. Collins stations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Investors, today's economic and political
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Okay, you want a website? What next? A lot of people can do the job, but you want innovation at a reasonable price. You want Dale Edward. Dale builds amazing websites with streaming video. Being a pro photographer ensures high-quality content. Websites, wedding, and special events photography, all at a reasonable price. Go to DaleEdward.com or call 277-9847. That's 277-9847.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmo Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Carmo Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmo Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Carmo Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmo Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmo Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
And traffic on a Friday. Let's take a look at the very latest. Happy Friday, everybody. Taking a look at a problem right now in Monterey. It's Chaugua Road at Nassen Road. And excuse the pronunciation, but a tree fully blocking one or both lanes there. Getting word of a problem in the Hollister-Gilroy area, Highway 156 at Flint Road. This is a two-vehicle head-on collision. And it looks like injuries reported. So fire department and paramedics on the way to the scene there. Also on Santa Cruz Highway 9 at Middleton Avenue, we do have a problem there. It's a non-injury crash. It's actually a vehicle versus a parked vehicle, and everything's off to the shoulder there. Quick reminder that we do have some activity going on, and we have, another San Juan Bautista. Well, we just told you about that. Now, this is another one. This is Laguna Seca Raceway. It's the annual Spirit West Coast Christian Music Festival, so expect heavy traffic.
Named the best female talk show host in Sacramento by the Sacramento News and Review, you're listening to The Christine Kraft Show.
And we're back, and that's pretty cool, the best female talk show host in Sacramento. I'm probably the only one, too, so didn't used to be, but I am. Anyway, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City, and all the stations that Peter B. Collins broadcasts to every day. He will be back on the 13th of August. I'll be with you all next week. David Swanson is on our live line. We're talking about impeachment. Hey, David, you back with us?
I'm here.
Here's something else I thought was kind of funny. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the State Department today came out with a denunciation of Tom Tancredo's suggestions. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is funny. He had Tom Tancredo running for president. He threatened an attack on Mecca in order to deter a nuclear attack on American soil, saying that, well, the State Department said the idea is absolutely crazy. In fact, a spokesman for the State Department says, let me just say it, absolutely outrageous and reprehensible for anyone to suggest attacks on holy sites, whether they're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or those of any other religion. Tom Tancredo, Republican, presidential hopeful, reported to have said, that the best way he could think of to deter a nuclear terrorist attack on the United States was to threaten to retaliate by bombing Islamic holy sites. Here's the quote, quoted in iowapolitics.com. If it is up to me, we are going to explain that an attack on this homeland of that nature would be followed by an attack on the holy sites in Mecca and Medina. So, yeah, he said, beyond the loss of human life and devastation, it would cause a worldwide economic collapse, he said, of a nuclear attack on U.S. soil. So therefore, we got to threaten them. What else did he say? Oh, yeah, this is, isn't he charming? He wants to attack, he thinks that'll end the problem, just attack Mecca and Medina.
Well, that sort of rhetoric is one of the best ways to create an attack on Americans.
Exactly.
It almost goes up without saying that an actual attack on America would have that sort of consequence.
Right.
I mean, here you had 15 Saudis blow up a couple buildings in America with airplanes, and we've destroyed the nations of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've killed close to 1 million Iraqis, a couple million more displaced, another couple million forced out of their country entirely. The nation is destroyed, and you can't imagine why is Iran trying to get nuclear weapons? Because they're not crazy, because they know
exactly
what's coming, and so. But
creating,
you know,
new friends for us all over the world. Tom Tancredo, who wants to be your president, bring it on, he's saying.
And our friend Barack Obama a few days ago threatening an aggressive attack on Pakistan. So
for all I know, that's a sovereign nation, isn't it, Pakistan?
Last I heard.
Yeah. So, oh, and here's another interesting bit of business that ties all into this impeachment stuff as well. Many Americans are saying, most Americans, in fact, as many as 70%, 7 in 10, say an independent would enhance the presidential campaign. Only 11% said they wouldn't consider voting for an independent. But some 53% directly backed the idea of building a third party in this country to mount a presidential candidacy. Support is strongest for this idea among men, those younger than 50, professionals and Northeasterners. I don't know if we've ever had in this country, at least in modern history, so many Americans favoring a third party.
Well, you know, sadly, the extent to which Americans favor it doesn't make it any easier to create it.
Right, I know.
The system is pretty heavily rigged against it. And, you know, there is the possibility that a really promising candidate who could come into some really substantial but clean money.
They're saying it's impossible.
So,
in fact, when they bring up some names to people who favor a third party and people who are dissatisfied with Congress for not perhaps moving forward on impeachment, for not using their constitutional powers to end the appropriations process for the war in Iraq, just, you know, not one more penny except to bring them home. They're upset with Congress for not doing that. And didn't you quote Nancy Pelosi also as saying that she would favor impeachment in what situation?
If she were not the speaker. She was asked a few days ago, and she said, well, yeah, if I were not the speaker, I would probably be advocating for impeachment, blah, 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 because as the speaker, I must, you know, do what the people don't want. And then she was asked, in particular about Gonzalez, and then she said, well, of course it's merited, but yada, 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 yada. So, other Congress members ought to do as she would do, not as she says. I mean, they are not the speaker.
So do you think she's going to be regarded as, it is history-making that we have a woman as Speaker of the House, but so far, and I know they've increased the wage from, what, $5 to $5.02 or something like that. That's an important
A little bit more than that, but not much.
But
no,
not much.
More than the cost of living is going to go up over the next 2 years. Really pathetic. And at the cost of a massive investment in an illegal occupation that's putting working people and their grandchildren into debt.
Not to mention our crumbling infrastructure.
That's an interesting point that's going to be made tomorrow in Minneapolis while the president is there. But Nancy Pelosi now wants to pass bills. These bills are either going to die in the Senate or be vetoed.
Yeah.
They're not going to be overridden. So it's all for show. It's not really to legislate.
And the message, and I want to thank you, David, for being with us. Fascinating. I'll tell everybody to check out davidswanson.org for more info as we try to get educated every day. And we will watch very carefully. I don't know how long Nancy Pelosi will remain House Speaker if she doesn't show a little more courage. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Good point. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. When we come back, we're going to talk about a bunch of things, and you'll have a chance to talk to me and get on the radio yourself. Our toll-free number, jot it down, 877-766-1240.
If it keep on raining, the living gonna break.
Do you want a healthy night's sleep?
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, providing a unique perspective to investors for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The battle to stop genetically modified crops from being planted here is essentially over. That story after this.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-4614. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-220-4614. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-220-4614.
Scientists are splicing genes into plants from other species to make them resistant to pests or herbicides. These genetically modified, GM, crops worry scientists like Doug Gurian-Sherman at the Center for Food Safety.
When you put a gene into, let's say, a soybean from a bacteria, it's not being put into a vacuum. There's very complex interactions, and those unintended changes can sometimes produce new allergens or toxins.
So some activists fought to put a stop to modifying crops genetically. But it was already too late. America now leads the world in planted acreage of GM crops.
Something like 87% of the soybeans grown in the United States were genetically engineered. So farmers obviously really feel that this offers them a lot of benefits.
Michael Fernandez at the Pew Institute of Food and Biotechnology says nearly half of all U.S. corn and cotton are now genetically altered.
There's some estimates that more than 70% of processed foods that you would find in grocery store shelves contain some ingredient that's derived from a genetically modified crop. And yet 60% of the people would say they think they haven't eaten any.
Doria Sherman says better labeling might turn shoppers away from foods made with genetically modified products.
It's partly the lack of awareness has allowed these crops to become widely grown here.
But they're here to stay. So he's focused on pushing government regulators to better monitor the rapid growth of such technology.
It is frustrating because it is clearly, from our perspective, putting the environment and public health at risk. And I think we have to remember that what we've seen here is potentially the tip of the iceberg.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2007 Nissan Versa, a subcompact with an incredibly low price tag. Assembled in Mexico, the Versa is an impressive competitor for Kia, Hyundai, and Suzuki. The Versa is powered by a fuel-injected 1.8-liter four-cylinder engine with a six-speed manual transmission. It accelerates well, handles nicely too. Inside, it's roomy for its size and is well-appointed, has a good accessory package like AC, power steering and brakes, front and side airbags. After driving this car for a week, I can't find anything to complain about. If you're in the market for a low-cost, high-mileage car, test drive the Nissan Versa. By the numbers, the Versa is rated 30 mpg in the city, 34 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $14,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins. Yes, I said $14,000.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft. Our toll-free number from anywhere, 877-766-1240, 866-1240. And pretty much open lines right now because in the next hour we have Brad Freeman with us and some very important news in California as the Secretary of State of California is about to tell us what she's going to do with the electronic voting machines used in this state that pretty much all flunked a recent top-to-bottom review by the top scientists at the University of California. Diebold voting machines, for example, proved to be vulnerable to virus attacks, not secure enough to guarantee a trustworthy election. So we'll see what the Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, does about all that. She has been a longtime advocate in the most genuine sense in terms of trying to protect the voting franchise. Absolutely. So we will talk to Brad about that and other things as well at 5 o'clock. But I wanted to give you a chance to call in and be on the radio because we have a little break here. Let's talk to Jake in Arcata on line one. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Just fine.
Hey, you know, I do think it is time for the public to pick up their telephones and call our congressmen and women and let them know that we have to impeach George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Alberto Gonzalez.
Yeah, the three.
That's right. And I'd like to let our congressman here in the 1st District of California, the conservative blue dog, Mike Thompson, who's been in office for almost 10 years. Mike Thompson, he's a treasurer of the Blue Dog PAC. And they take all sorts of money from oil companies and other, you know, interests that you would think would support Republican candidates.
Right.
But here, Mike Thompson is against impeachment, even though...
Does he ever say why precisely? Because when this subject came up the other day on this program, I had all kinds of calls from prominent Sacramentans who were outraged at anyone would attack Mike Thompson. Does he ever say why he doesn't think impeachment should be considered?
Yeah, Mike Thompson was interviewed by Peter B. Collins. Mm-hmm. I think it was back in March, and Thompson only appeared once on Peter B. Collins. And because
I have guests like that too. I just never want to come back. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, because Mike Thompson got some real questions. I don't think he's used to that.
Yeah.
And when Thompson said he's against impeachment, it was basically a argument that'd be a waste of time. They have more important things to do. That there's not enough votes. That was his other argument. Of course, there's not enough votes because people like Mike Thompson won't vote for impeachment.
And is he saying there are not enough votes in the House? Because the
right,
Democrats
the
control
House.
The House. Yeah. There are not enough votes for impeachment in the House. Or are they
not
saying...
Enough of it. Yeah, there's not enough of his conservative colleagues. Mike Thompson's a conservative Democrat, and there's, you know, several dozen of them, otherwise known as Blue Dogs or New Democrats or the DLC, remember the Democratic Leadership Council. This group of Democrats is the problem. They're the ones who are holding up impeachment. Otherwise, the majority of the Democrats in the House would support it. But it's this block of conservatives like Mike Thompson that are keeping it from happening.
Well, maybe we need to do a big campaign and you know, with the blockheads.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking of some art. I love to do, when we do protests at this station, we try to get the local, some of the best artists and graphic designers involved in having interesting art that goes along with that protest. So I'm thinking the block of Blue Dog Democrats who are so hard-nosed and they're so opposed to impeachment, maybe we could come up with some interesting graphics to sort of portray them.
Well,
and more importantly, let's get Jake to run for a congressional seat.
Well, you know, there's a possibility that I will. My name is Jake Pickering, for those who don't know. Yeah, I'm up here in Eureka. There's a possibility I will be running against Mike Thompson unless Thompson comes to his senses and decides to support impeachment.
Well, you know, you've got the perfect example. You've got Cindy Sheehan, who lives, or up until recently, just down the block from us here in Sacramento. She's from Vallejo and then has been living in Berkeley, is going to move into Nancy Pelosi's congressional district and run against her, she says. And I'm not sure if she's going to run. I presume she's going to run as an independent. And it's going to, I don't think there's any way a Republican will get elected in that district, which includes much of San Francisco. But she's applying a little pressure. And her issue, of course, is impeachment as well as, you know, cutting off the funding, ending
Absolutely.
The appropriations for this war.
Yeah, and this is the power the Democrats have, being in control of the House. They can impeach these people, and they can cut off the funds.
Yes, they can.
They've done neither. They've done neither so far.
They promised
to do so.
They promised to do so. Well, they sort of implied they would. In fact, we have a local who represents much of the sort of downtown portion, if there's such a thing, of Sacramento, Doris Matsui, whose husband was in Congress for many years. And she is just notorious for not saying much ever, very, very quiet. And a group of progressives sat in her office here in the federal courthouse for, I don't know, the better part of a month, asking her to pledge not to spend one more dime. In other words, say no, just say no to any of these appropriations bills, whether they have timelines in them or whatever they have in them. Just say no. Use the constitutionally created power of the Congress in terms of appropriations to just say no. And, she got so angry with that. And, you know, it was going nowhere. But we need to have pressure on all these people. Would you say also sit in the offices or do demonstrations, protests, at town hall meetings, even of Republican legislators?
Well, yeah, there have been sit-ins at Mike Thompson's office up here in Eureka, for instance. And I know other Congress people who are against impeachment, they're having the same things happen at their offices
they
around
ought
the
to.
Country.
You know, yeah, they right. ought to. The people need to be heard on this one.
That's right. And we need to make the point that it's our government. There are public servants. They're supposed to listen to us, not to Lockheed Martin and people that give Mike Thompson money. We need real representatives looking out for the people. And the people want this war over, and they want Bush and Cheney out.
Well,
and it's about time they do something about
it. That's exactly right. And if they don't do that, what they are saying to future presidents in this country is that you can do anything you want. You can get away with anything. It doesn't matter. We're not going to do anything about it. And that's not okay. You can't gut the Constitution one amendment at a time and not be held accountable for that.
That's right. I mean, the fear that somehow this might backlash next year's election, first of all, it's unfounded. But if that's what's keeping these Democrats like Thompson from supporting impeachment, that really just proves they're political cowards.
That's right. If that is the case, it proves they're political cowards. And more importantly, I think you have to look where the money comes from. I mean, I think of the senior senator from our state, Jake, and that would be Dianne Feinstein, whose husband, Richard Blum, by all accounts, is a charming man, absolutely delightful, does a lot for charity. That's all well and good, but also has over $1 billion in rebuilding contracts in Iraq. I would say he has a vested interest in seeing the chaos continue. And I would say that his wife cannot build a firewall between herself and her husband where she's unaware of his business dealings. Therefore, she's conflicted.
Absolutely. And the people, they need to let their voices be heard. I'd like to give a couple telephone numbers if I can.
Go ahead.
Mike Thompson, his Eureka office, is 707-269-9595.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington, D.C. office for Mike Thompson, 202-225-3311. Let Congressman Thompson know that it's time for him to change his mind and support impeachment.
Either to get on the bandwagon or get out of the way.
You got it.
Thanks, Jake. Good talking to you. Bye. All right. Our phone number, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Frank on line one. We've got a lot of Franks in here. Frank. Is Frank still there? Are you still there, Frank? Oh, no, not you, Frank. I got Frank Engineer. That's a different Frank. Hey, Frank.
Yeah. No, I'm not Frank. I'm Carlos.
You're Carlos?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I sent an email to Doris Matsui's office, and I asked her what she was doing to impeach this president, and I got no response. I mean, you know, I don't think that we need to replace her. We just absolutely need to replace Doris Matsui.
Oh, but you see, her husband was wonderful for Sacramento and blah blah blah, that's except he's dead, you know, and it's time to. Evaluate her based on what she's done, you know?
I absolutely agree that he was wonderful, but she's out of her element. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's just going along with the crowd. I think she's looking to see where Dianne Feinstein's doing
or what
Nancy Pelosi's doing, and she's going right along with it. In other words, we need somebody that's going to do what the people say and what the people want, and I agree with the former caller that we need to impeach George Bush, we need to impeach Dick Cheney, and we need to get rid of Alberto Gonzalez.
Yes, that's absolutely
right. And if we can possibly get rid of Rick Rodriguez, whoever that clown is that writes for his opinion piece for the San Diego Union, that clown too, you know. You know that guy.
I don't think he can be impeached though.
No, you know. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Is if a person's Hispanic, he doesn't, and Republican, he doesn't need to support. Another person just because he's Hispanic and just because he's Republican. Alberto Gonzalez ruined the career of David Iglesias.
Who was also Hispanic, by the way.
Who's also Hispanic and also an upstanding person that puts people above politics, that puts the Constitution above politics.
Alberto Gonzalez is firmly lodged in George Bush's posterior. Let's be honest about it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Carlos, thank you very much. All right, let's move on to, oh, that Frank's gone too. Another Frank on line three? No, he's gone. How about Chris in Granite Bay? Hey, Chris, you're on Talk City.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. It's time to have Dianne Feinstein find something else to do with her life.
She wants to be governor of California. You know what the
deal is. No, I don't. I called her office today because Trent Lott is bragging about how he convinced her to vote to get Leslie Southwick out of the Judiciary Committee. And this guy is so bad. He's, you know, just a total racist. It's on record. One case. In a custody case with a gay couple, he sided against, you know, the gay couple by saying something like, you know, there are consequences to pay for being gay, you know, and...
Now, I'm sorry, is this a judge you're speaking of?
Yeah, it's somebody that Bush has been trying to get
on a circuit court.
Oh, he's a
nominee to the appellate bench? Yeah.
A lifetime appointment that has been stalled for many years. And Trent Lott today is bragging about how he convinced her, and she was at a deciding vote today, or yesterday,
to
allow this guy
along.
Out of the committee. Mm-hmm. And another case where someone on the job...
But she's the great champion of gay people, I thought.
Not with this vote. Another worker on the job used the N-word, and he voted again. It was a 5-4 decision. He's an activist judge who...
Said that wasn't a hostile work environment, I'm guessing.
Well, right, because the person who used the N-word said, well, I didn't mean it to be hostile, and I didn't mean it in that way.
I meant it friendly. You know, that's why I use it all the time, just to be friendly.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm never voting for her again,
well, let me tell you what the scheme, and I understand that. Here's the problem, though, and this is what some of these Democrats count on. If say she decides to run for another Senate term, and I don't think that's what she's going to do. I think she wants to be governor of California. I think she's always wanted to do that. I think she's sick and tired of the travel back and forth. I think she wants to be here in Northern California, which we appreciate.
That makes sense.
But she's meeting with Jerry Brown once a week or once a month with Jerry Brown and his wife and sort of plotting that she'll run for governor and he can fill out her Senate term and run for Senate. He'd be the incumbent then. That's the game they're planning on.
My parents worked with Jerry Brown for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching him quite closely because I'm actually quite pleased with him challenging Washington over, you know, Cafe
standards.
And,
that's right.
You know, but if that's the case, boy, you know, that.
But, you know, all of us who say if these Democrats don't shape up and do what we sent them there to do, this is so important for our country. In other words, impeach these three people as well. And, you know, don't let them do any more harm. Impeach them now. Impeach them yesterday. Get that going. We need to do that. And they're not willing to do that. And if they won't do it, the problem is we don't have good, strong candidates to run in their stead. And I'm out of time. Chris, thank you so much for your good thoughts. All right?
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City, where we try to figure out how to take our country back.
However small, first step is hardest of all.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong, where the days are warm and the nights are long.
Come celebrate one.
This week on Rock Roller Real Estate, your number one choice for all your real estate needs, our friends Louis Basil of Jamestown Real Estate and Ronnie Bramer of New Horizon Real Estate Group in St. Petersburg, Florida, will be on the show talking about investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. Call Louis Basil now at 415-531-6815 to learn about these areas. That's 415-531-6815. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you have the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Hey everybody, let's take a look at the latest. Big problem in Santa Cruz Mountains, southbound 17 before Redwood Estates. It's a disabled dump truck blocking the right lane. The problem, again, the right lane blocked, is the backup. In fact, it backs up and stretches to about Highway 85. You can expect at least 30-minute delays if you're traveling in that area, so that's causing a significant problem. In San Juan Batista, Highway 156 and Flint Road, two separate crashes are partially blocking the roadway. Tow trucks are on the way. Prunedale southbound 101 at Moros, we have a metal debris and oil slick in the roadway. And in Carmel Valley and Cachahagua at Nason, we have a heads up for a tree that's actually knocked down. It's blocking both lanes. Fire crews should be on scene. They're trying to clear that up as we speak. The support brought to you by J.C. Penney's. Today and Saturday, it's JCPenney's Back to School huge sale. Doors open early Saturday, 7 a.m. JCPenney's Every Day Matters.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, as well as all of Peter B. Collins' stations. That would be, of course, in Portland, Oregon, Coos Bay, Oregon, Monterey, California, Eureka, California. Welcome to all of you as well. Our toll-free phone number, 877-766-1240. Our website, www.1240talkcity.com here in Sacramento. Also, if you want to send me an email for any of the topics we're going to be talking about next week as I fill in for Peter again, he gets back on the 13th. That email, and I'll be glad to consider your ideas for the program as well, is, what is my email? Oh, yes, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. You can see how often I look at that. Christine at 1240talkcity.com. No, I absolutely do. Christine at 1240talkcity.com, okay? All right, I wanted to ask you about this. Of course, all of this, the endless, quote, coverage, quote, unquote, of the Minneapolis bridge failure, et cetera, and lots of discussions of how we have a crumbling infrastructure, not just in the state of California, and I don't know about Oregon roads, it's been a while since I've been up there, but that there are as many as 70,000 bridges and similar structures in this country that are just structurally deficient. When you hear that kind of news, does it kind of change your view of the world about where you go? And, I mean, I drive a lot from here to San Francisco. I usually do once a week. And I go over the Bay Bridge, and it's they're doing a big rebuilding and revamping and new bridges being built. So sometimes parts of it are shut down, et cetera. But I go over a lot of bridges, and, you know, I'm usually right next to a yellow Ryder truck. And I'm thinking, I wonder what's in that truck. But in terms of the safety of the bridges and the overpasses that you go on every single day, whether it's here or in Monterey or up in Eureka or up in Oregon, Portland area, are there any bridges you feel kind of like, I just don't know? And were they really built to support such a large population? We have a, you know, we're overpopulated in this country, I firmly believe. And every time somebody has, oh, yet another baby. Big story in the paper the other day. Oh, some family had their 17th child, and God has blessed us yet again. Well, the sheer weight and the sheer presence of those 17 children or a large population, every single added person is extra weight on one of those bridges. You know, you're stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic because there's so many people or not enough roadways or in lousy conditions. The people in Minneapolis were stuck in bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic, unable to move. Does it affect the way you get from point A to point B? Are you more likely, instead of taking the family road trip this summer, I really just would rather stay home and, you know, do something else? Does it affect you at all, let me know. 877-766-1240 or locally 766-1240. And a funny little thing, you know, my candidate for president, I really like John Edwards. And I talked about this yesterday, you can comment on this as well. He demanded that Hillary Clinton return. He said not just Hillary, any Democratic candidate who takes money from Rupert Murdoch and News Corp ought to give it back, because News Corp and Rupert Murdoch is profoundly, it's a right-wing, biased media empire. I mean, that's what it is. But the news has come out, and it's in the New York Post, and they're blasting Edwards. They're saying he's a hypocrite. After all, he took $800,000 from Rupert Murdoch. You'll see that kind of headline. The only problem is this was for one of the publishing companies owned by Rupert Murdoch published, it was HarperCollins, published a book written by John Edwards, The Blueprints of Our Lives, Home, The Blueprints of Our Lives. And he took that money. Now, he's not taking it. The difference here is, I mean, do you think it's hypocritical? I get it, and I don't think it is at all. But some people are saying, oh, it's immensely hypocritical. He's telling other politicians to return the money. And look, he took all this money from Rupert Murdoch's, one of his publishing houses, HarperCollins. Well, he didn't just take it for nothing. He gave them a book, which has earned them lots of money. So that's different than taking campaign contributions, for which, what do you do for those? You mean you provide access, I guess. But do you think, given the situation here, Edwards claimed $333,000 plus in royalties from last year's release of the book, according to media accounts. The campaign has said that those funds were part of the advance. He says he gave that amount to charity and said we're more than happy to give even more of Murdoch's money to Habitat for Humanity and other good causes, not using it for campaign purposes, and he gave him a book in exchange. Is that hypocritical? Because, see, I don't want to think it is. This is my candidate, and I want to think only the best of him, okay? So tell me what you think, all right? And let's take some calls. Let's go to, let's see, we'll start out here, right here in Sacramento. Patricia in Sacramento on line one. Hey, Patricia, how are you?
Hey, Christine.
Are you nervous going on our many bridges and overpasses now?
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous. And in fact, you know, it made me think of, Christine, when this horrible tragedy happened. You remember when we were talking about paying for the Kings stadium?
The Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. And so I remember, because I have a lot of friends that are, you know, I'm not big on sports, but they are, which is great, you know, and I'm all for investment. But it made me think now, you know, think of all the infrastructure that, who knows? I mean, no one's done reports or studies on what needs to be fixed.
I'll tell you something that needs to be fixed right
here.
Our
levee system.
Exactly. We are the city most in danger of Katrina-style flooding, and they've been just kind of hemming and hawing. The levees still aren't fixed. Additionally, we have a sewer system in Sacramento that goes back to the Dark Ages that needs to be rebuilt. No politician will take that on because it's not a high profile. I helped build this building, or I'm the boobin grabber and I helped build this super highway. You know, they won't do that.
Yeah, and even, you know, Christine, there's even little things that we don't think of, like the plumbing, old plumbing systems in the schools that may have lead or,
sure,
you know, anything in their pipe systems that could be toxic to, you know, the children that go to the school. But there's so many things. And I remember when we were discussing the stadium, all I could think of to myself was, isn't there better
use of all that money?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm all for investment. I'm all for building the city of Sacramento. But I blame us sometimes, even before I blame the politicians, because we, the people,
don't demand it.
Yeah, we were so gung-ho about it. Let's build a stadium. Let's do it. Nobody was thinking, could this money be appropriated for something that would be better use, that could pose a danger later on in the future?
Let it hang out there as a question. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank
you.
Have
a great weekend. Let's go to Arnold in Rockland, California. Hi, Arnold on line three. Yes. Hey. How are you, Arnold? Don. Arnold. Don. Who's that?
This is Don in Eureka.
Don in Eureka. Hi, Don. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a crazy notion.
Just a minute here, so go ahead.
Yeah, it may be just a crazy notion, but it crosses my mind that, you know, maybe if the infrastructure gets bad enough, that we can have another case where we need privatization of the Department of Transportation.
You're a smart cookie, aren't you? And guess who all those contracts would go to? Private interests.
Yes, who are just looking at Iraq and saying, there's...
Licking their chops, maybe we could do that here. Now, of course, poor Halliburton would have to do it in absentia because they're going to Bahrain for their headquarters. But they could do that, yeah. There are all kinds of... You're a smart cookie. Thanks so much for the call, Don. I don't think you're far off from the mark. All right, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Our phone number 766-1240 from out of town, 877-766-1240. If you're in Portland, Coos Bay, Eureka, California, Monterey Peninsula, we look forward to hearing from you as well. Brad Friedman is up next on this program. Very important day for voters, particularly in California. We will talk to him about why. So you stay tuned. You'll want to hear that right here on Talk City and all of Peter B's stations. Stay with us.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Investigators have ruled nothing out, but they're taking a close look at one area of the 35W bridge in particular.
Today we've begun to focus some energies on the southern part of our investigation of the bridge. It's the southern end that we're specifically looking at.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosinger says video shows the south end of the bridge shifting to one side as it came down, suggesting it might be the area where the collapse started, but it's all very preliminary. The top priority remains the effort to find victims. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
It's still a very slow and dangerous search.
Visibility is terrible. They can see maybe 6 inches at best.
But Captain Bill Chandler says the current is not such a problem.
We've been able to control the locks, the flow of water, which has made it easier for the divers.
They found 5 submerged vehicles this morning. 4 were cleared and no victims were found, but the other vehicle was crushed beneath another, and divers couldn't get to it. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. On a day filled with partisan sniping and long stretches when they couldn't even manage to meet, Congress did manage to come together to help out the people of Minneapolis. There was an overwhelming House vote to set aside $250 million in highway funds to help replace the collapsed bridge, and to lift a cap that generally restricts emergency grants for that kind of thing to $100 million.
President Bush and congressional leaders wrangled all day over the administration's demand for expanded electronic surveillance. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell called the current proposal unacceptable. And the president demanded that Congress delay its vacation till this is resolved. But late today, negotiations broke down. Another botulism warning. The Food and Drug Administration says French-cut green beans canned by Lakeside Foods in Wisconsin might be contaminated with the toxin that causes botulism. The company says it's voluntarily recalling 15,000 cases. Tragedy today at the Los Angeles home of Mission Impossible star Ving Rhames. Police Lieutenant Ray Lombardo says a caretaker was found dead.
There were 2 dogs on the adjacent property, and after talking to the homeowners and the other people that live on the property, it was our belief that the victim's injuries were suffered as a result of a dog attack, and possibly more than one dog.
Rhames wasn't there. 4 dogs, including 2 mastiffs, were taken away by animal control officers. In the first 2 months of the hurricane season, hurricanes have been conspicuous by their absence. Today, William Gray and his team at Colorado State University revised their predictions.
We had been forecasting 17 named storms. We've lowered that to 15. We had been forecasting 9 hurricanes. We'd lowered that to 8.
4 of those, he says, will be intense hurricanes. Worry about tightening credit sent the stock market sharply lower today. The Dow Industrial is down 281 points to finish the week at 13,181. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff.
Hey, Michael Waltrip here. You don't have to drive a 500-mile race to know the importance of getting the most out of a tank of gas. Let NAPA help make your fuel go further with 3M Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $8.49 a bottle. It not only keeps your car running smooth, it also restores power and fuel efficiency. The pros have trusted 3M Car Care products for years, and you can too.
NAPA, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again, and if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step, because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
Lots of Ford owners will be getting recall notices. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
3.5 million Fords are being recalled. Cars, vans, SUVs, trucks. Made the last 15 years. The recall to replace a switch that deactivates the speed control. There are reports of it overheating. Ford's Dan Jarvis.
We have not seen any kind of serious safety issues or incidents of fire in this vehicle population, but the main reason we wanted to recall these vehicles is to give customers peace of mind who may confuse it with earlier recalls.
Ford owners should check the company's website for particular models and years. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Brief scare at a New York City cruise ship terminal this morning when a small submersible appeared inside a security zone around the Queen Mary II. Turned out to be a replica of a Revolutionary War-era submarine. The police commissioner says there was not a terrorist threat. He calls it marine mischief. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pierce in sales, press 1. For Matt Pierce in accounting, press 1. For Matt Pierce in human resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Every one must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR and select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City, also all of Peter B. Collins' excellent radio stations, Portland, Coos Bay, Eureka, and the Monterey Peninsula. Our phone number, toll-free from anywhere, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. And now, on our Talk City Live line, none other than Brad Friedman. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Christine, how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm just fine. I've been having such a good time. Now, you did Peter's show for 2 weeks and had a good time, I'm sure, too, but it's really neat talking to his excellent audience, isn't it?
I agree. I miss them much, and I hope you're taking good care of them.
I'm trying very hard, and he'll be back, I think, not next week, but August 13th. He's coming back from his escapades.
He's in no rush, is he?
No, I don't think so. And if I were where he is, I probably wouldn't be either.
Okay, I agree.
We're all holding our breath today. And let me just tell everybody, if you want information about any number of things, this is, in terms of alternative media, a great site, and I'm complimenting him, but he knows I mean it, bradblog.com, www.bradblog.com. Read it regularly. It's always updating, and support it every way you can. I don't know about you, Brad, but I just bet you are, because I haven't been able, I've been in here for a couple hours, I haven't heard anything new about Deborah Bowen and what she has decided to do after this top-to-bottom review by the University of California computer experts. I'm looking at one report that I found on Brad's blog, California Source Code Report, Diebold Machines Can Be Hacked with the virus by a single person infecting an entire election. What is she going to do, or what has she done so far? Do we know?
Oh boy, we are all on pins and needles here, waiting for her decision, frankly. And we just got word from the press office at Secretary of State's office that, in fact, she will be releasing her decision around or after 6 p.m. Pacific time tonight.
Right.
So that's all we've got, and frankly, they're being quite closed-lipped about it.
Yes, they are. Zipped lips over there. She's got a good and loyal staff, and we're delighted. But here's the issue, and the question is, will she, having discovered that there are serious flaws in just about, I guess, every system that they tested?
Every single system could have their physical and software security easily violated in seconds time, yeah.
In your view, and you know a lot about this stuff, are these defects or problems that these companies like Diebold, the SNS, Sequoia can correct?
Would you trust them to?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. And the reports spoke about this. And by the way, her Red Team hacking report came out last Friday, late Friday, and since then, the additional reports have come out on the source code review and auditing and so forth. So we've been getting information all week, as well as some other states have come out with their own reports this week as well. But can they fix it? The report says that the security in these systems, such that there is any, was clearly an afterthought for these for all of these companies.
Not part of the original design, in other words.
Yeah, right. They tacked it on afterwards, which means it's very easy to defeat. You've got to build in security. Anybody who knows how these computer systems work, when you're dealing with secure systems, you've got to take into account security from the get-go, from the beginning. So could the companies correct the problem? Well, perhaps, but only if they completely scrap everything they've got and start over from the, from the beginning. And that ain't going to happen.
No.
And even if it did, A, I wouldn't trust them to get it right again, because they didn't get it right the first time. And B,
you'd want another top-to-bottom review at that point. Again.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And even if they did, completely redo these things, and even if a review found that, in fact, they were secure, the problem when you're dealing with this kind of election system is that the people don't know if it's secure or not. And it doesn't matter how many, rocket scientists and computer, security professionals who say, oh, yes, they're secure. The fact is, average Joe Blow citizen like you and me, we need to know that these things are secure, and you can only have that if you've got a transparent system where you and I can both go in and, if we have a question about an election, look at the damn ballots, count them ourselves, and find out if it was done correctly or not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what are the things she could do if she decertifies all these faulty systems, which is probably what those of us who are election protection advocates...
Yep.
If she were to decertify all of them, wouldn't what hit the fan? I mean, these registrars have already been up here, let me tell you, Brad, in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Just, in fact, there are probably more of them than protesters or election security advocates at the hearing, letting it make it. That was an unfair test.
Yeah.
They had access to things that they shouldn't have had. And it wasn't done in circumstances like a real voting day would be, as if those circumstances were much better than this.
Well, here's what they don't tell you, Christine, when they make those claims. And I was on the air, by the way, elsewhere a couple of days ago with Steve Weir, who's the head of the California Association of Election Officials.
Okay.
Frankly, when you hear these guys saying, oh, you would never have a situation like this, these folks had access to software, to the source code, to the documentation, well, two things. One, another study came out just the week before last from the University of Connecticut. They had no documentation. They had no source code. They were able to hack these systems just as easily, as were the folks at Princeton a year ago when
That's
I gave
right.
them a Diebold system, and they found the similar thing. Secondly, voters who walk into the voting booth may not have the documentation. They may not have all of that material. But guess who does? The elections officials do. And the poll workers do, and the company employees do.
And
they
it only
all
takes
have
one
that
person.
Kind of access.
According to this UC report, it only takes that a single person,
machine
can be hacked with a virus by a single person affecting the entire election. So you don't have to have this huge conspiracy with all the election officials agreeing, oh, we're going to pull a fast one here. It doesn't have to be that at all. It only takes one person.
It takes one person. And by the way, that one person can be someone who works at the voting machine companies themselves. They've got complete access to these systems. They know how they work. And in fact, the study, hack report on the Diebold system, for example, found that there is an undocumented account that allows Diebold themselves to dial in to any election, access the system, and not leave a trace behind in the audit logs. So Diebold can access these elections and
without
do any damn thing they want. The biggest threat, Christine, comes from election insiders, not from voters at the polls. And, of course, these elections officials who are running around telling you otherwise, they know that damn well. But they're just trying to come up at this point, trying to do anything to save their bacon. But what they should be doing is suing the election, the voting machine companies who lied to them in the first place, and it's time that election integrity folks work with the elections officials against the real bad guys here who happen to be the voting machine companies, in my opinion.
Now, I don't want to think as a 10th generation American that there are registrars in my state of California in all 58 counties that there are, and I know that there's some good ones. I'm thinking of Freddie Oakley in Yolo County, wonderful, and I'm sure there are many others. But how come, what did they have to lose? Okay, money has been spent to buy these machines, et cetera, et cetera. What, they're afraid that, what, their palms wouldn't get greased anymore, you wouldn't go that far? Or they're afraid that they'd actually have to do some work, like maybe paper ballots that have to be actually counted by hand?
Or? Yeah, well, all of the above. A New York Times story came out this week talking about the fact that, you know, how many elections officials actually go to work for the voting machine companies when they're done being elections officials. They're
sounds
lobbyists.
Like members of Congress becoming lobbyists, yes. Yeah,
exactly right. And there's nothing in the law that keeps them from doing that, unfortunately. But what else do they have to lose? Well, for one, Christine, they've been running around telling folks in the media and so forth that folks like me are crazy conspiracy theorists.
Tin hat.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to admit they were wrong. They were the folks who drank the Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
not me. That's one thing they'd have to admit. So that's their reputation. But secondly, you know, they've gone to their counties and they've, you know, testified to the Board of Supervisors that, oh, these machines are great. They're secure. Don't listen to that crazy Brad Friedman. Give me $25 million to buy these machines. They work great. Now they got to go back to their counties and say, I screwed up. Please fire me.
Well, you know, people love to do that. I mean, people, especially in public office, love to admit that they were wrong,
that
they conned a body that has jurisdiction over them, and money was spent, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's their job. You know, how's that going to look in the paper when they show up and say, oh, I screwed up that $25 million I asked for. I need another $25 million to replace it.
Well, you can trust me this time. Yeah.
Those guys are out of a job, and they know it. And that's why they're fighting the way they are, with very few exceptions, like you said, Freddie Oakley and some others. But
they're fighting tooth and nail, and this is not going to be easy for Deborah Bowen. It wasn't easy getting her elected. I remember in the last hour, one of my colleagues in San Francisco said, oh, and my good friend Clint Eastwood has come out with a big commercial in favor of Bruce McPherson, the guy who I don't think understood too much what was going on.
Right.
So it was a real squeaker of election. People who listened to this show went out and walked precincts. We did everything we could. She got elected because we know she's right on all of this. But it's going to be quite a battle for her. I mean, everybody's waiting, as you say, with bated breath.
Well, and I should add, by the way, that when she won, the odds were way against her. I mean, Bruce McPherson was very well known. He was handpicked by Schwarzenegger, who was very popular.
Yeah.
She was, in fact, I believe, the only a statewide Democrat to actually beat a Republican. So to me, that's a very clear sign that the people get it, even if the politicians and the media don't. And you know, they showed up. So you're right. She's got a really tough decision. She's got a few interesting choices that she can make. Of course, I could give you my guess about what she might do.
And I want you to, and I want you to tell me about what you think some of those choices are. But you've done this show. You know that it's time right now for a little break. And we're
going to.
You stay with us?
We're happy to.
Okay, Brad Friedman on our live line. He's going to stay with us, and then we will talk to him specifically about some of the choices that Secretary of State of California, Deborah Bowen, and I would hope that the entire nation would watch very carefully what she does. And her courageous battle to assure that when we cast our votes, they are cast and counted accurately and correctly. Nothing could be more important. And so we'll be back with Brad Friedman after a little time out. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Our number from anywhere, if you're on one of Peter B's stations, 877-766-1240. We'll be back.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
Everyone wants to know a great hairstylist, and I want to share mine with you. Dallas and Ashley at Malibu by the Sea, 2024 Del Monte Avenue in Monterey. Malibu by the Sea is a full-service salon and bronzing spa. You can slip in for a tan and then have them create a stunning look for you. They perform cuts, color, multidimensional highlights, and the highest quality of human hair extensions. Dallas and Ashley, simply the best, making you look your best. Call them at 383-0807. That's 383-0807.
And you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station. We're on KSAC 1240 AM. Also on all of Peter B. Gollins. He's gone all right. Collins excellent network of stations. And that toll-free number, 877-766-1240. Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, and a great American in my view, is on our live line right now. Let's go back to Brad. Hey, Brad. So what are the options that, and we, because it's not going to come out until like a half, like after we're off the air, what Deborah Bowen's going to do, but what are her options here?
Basically, and I was actually just writing something up on this for Brad Plug, there's basically three options. One, she can do nothing at all and leave everything as is, which seems rather unlikely. B, she can, decertify any or all of the systems, basically say you can't use these, find something else to vote with. Mm-hmm. Or C, she can recertify some of the systems conditionally, meaning, okay, you can use them through X date as long as you take these extra security procedures, and whether that be, you know, outlawing voting machine sleepovers with poll workers.
Because we had that in San Diego.
Oh, yes, we did, and which you know, was the first thing, of course, I thought of when I saw that source code review that was released yesterday saying that, you know, a single person can access a single machine and flip an entire county's election.
So one poll worker who is has an intention here to do that.
An intention and a screwdriver. That's about all it takes.
And the registrar down in San Diego, what's his name?
Michael? Well, it was Michael Haas. Mm-hmm. Now it's Deborah Seiler, who, I should add, used to be a Diebold sales rep.
Oh, no kidding. Well, And so, and in that case, in that election, they allowed the poll workers to take the electronic voting machines home for not just overnight. It was kind of several days.
Well, no, it was up to 3 weeks in some
garages,
cases.
Yes.
Yeah, pre-programmed, election ready, good to go. So she might, and I suspect that she's probably going to outlaw this anyway because I think it's already illegal, but outlaw, you know, that kind of sleepovers.
No more sleepovers.
Right. She may disallow the use of DRE touchscreen voting machines altogether, and, you know, require everyone to use paper ballot systems.
And she has the authority to do that as the Secretary of State of California.
She can decertify any voting system that she wants, according to the law. And the only, you know, the only question is, well, they've moved this primary up now to
February.
Right?
They'll target her, won't they?
That's, oh yeah. Well, no, she's not running, so she'll be safe. But she's got 6 months, elections officials have 6 months to potentially scrap their entire system, buy a new system. And so, you know, she could say that there can be only one touchscreen voting machine, you know, per precinct so that it meets the Help America Vote Act requirements, sort of, and everyone else uses paper. And I say sort of because there was an accessibility report, Christine, and this is perhaps the most maddening part, if you didn't notice this. There was a report on, you know, are these machines actually accessible for disabled voters? And you remember, this was the phony premise that they've been using to say, you know, we all have to vote on touchscreen voting machines because blind and disabled voters need them. Well, guess what happened? When they actually looked at these systems to see if they met disability requirements, every single system they looked at failed. So the fact is, you know, they've been using this. You know, these poor blind people, poor disabled people.
Oh, I remember
people.
The hearings, Brad. Yep. They would bring, they were all these lovely guide dogs would be sitting in on these endless hearings, and you're supposed to, oh my God, how can we deprive the disabled people from having. So the very thing they were saying was the best reason to have them turns out also big problems.
They don't even meet the accessibility requirements. And we're talking about stuff that they could have figured out that Bruce McPherson, just one of the crappiest secretaries of state of all time. The fact that
but
he could
have
taken
a nice guy to have a beer with, I'm told.
What's that? A nice guy to have a beer. Great. Have a beer with him. Keep him away from
keep
our
him
electoral
away from,
system.
Exactly.
So, well, he could have taken a tape measure and found out that there's not enough room under these systems for wheelchairs, for example. So they don't meet even those basic requirements, and yet they've been telling us for all of these years we have to use them for that reason, and you know they don't even meet the requirement. It's just it's mind-blowing the scam that these guys have been pulling on America, on California, and you know, is anybody going to take accountability for this, Christine? That's the question, and that's why, if you ask me, these election officials themselves at this point, they need to file fraud suits against these voting machine companies.
And
I
get the recovery so that they can pay for a legitimate system.
Well, because they know they were lied to. And I say that, by the way, about 15 minutes down the road here in Plano, Texas, from Diebold Election Systems' main headquarters, which is where I happen to be right now. And I even went to their website. I went to their website, by the way, just now.
Yeah.
And the code is broken on the website. These guys can't even code a web page, Christine. I mean, it's, if you go to their website, you'll see all this code, this HTML code sticking out. And these are the guys who are running our election system? Give me a break.
I think not, Brad Friedman. Well, thank you very much, and we'll just keep waiting with sardines on our breath, bated breath, so to speak, to see what she does.
Oh, boy.
And we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
Sit tight. I look forward to
All
it.
All right. Thank you, Brad Friedman.
All right. Take
care.
Okay,
and that's bradblog.com. Absolutely great place to go, not just for information about elections and security and all of that, but a whole host of other things. He's a great guest on this show and for Peter B. Collins. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM. Talk City, our toll-free number, 877-766-1240.
Start with one step. Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Cornucopia and Bruno's Markets Carmel, Carmel Valley Market, Grove Market, PG, Staff of Life and New Leaf Markets, Santa Cruz, and Star Market, Salinas. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention, whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Welcome to your solar future. Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your solar future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas. And we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters. Weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Cannot sing, but she likes that song. Thank you, Mr. Neil Young. You were good during the Vietnam War, good now too. Well, we do have other programs on this radio station, and I didn't want our listeners to miss this. So if you're in, Monterey and Oregon and all that stuff, just chill for a second, because I want to talk to Peter Brixey. He is our Ask a Lawyer. Peter is on. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Peter, you're on Talk City. Guess what? You're also in a... And, you know, I've got to say this about Peter Brixey. Women particularly really love your show.
Hey, thank you, Christine.
Where are you? You sound like you're in the county jail or something. What's the deal?
No, I'm inside my car sweating.
Okay.
It's very hot out here.
Now, what legal issues are you going to talk about tomorrow on your program?
You know, tomorrow I have a dear friend of yours, your former Professor John Sims.
Oh, he's so brilliant.
He is. And we're going to talk about the new 5-4 decisions that seem to be popular with the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And its right-wing tilt. And we're also going to talk about the latest on FISA.
Oh, the latest on the FISA court, yes, which is, of course, the sort of the device that is used to get for warrantless searches. They can do the warrantless search for what, up to 72 hours, and then they have to come in and show cause after the fact.
Right, but I'm most interested in the school decision, because I really think that the right wingers have been trying to turn back the clock on segregation, and segregation, in my opinion, hurts most with respect to schools. Because if you've got a level playing field in the schools, you know, people can kind of take care of themselves thereafter. But
right.
If you start off at a disadvantage, you never make up that ground.
And the Supreme Court of the United States, led by Mad Dog Roberts, I'll say it, John Sims probably won't. I'm thinking of the frothing Supreme Court justice, who, by the way, it's so interesting, we have this trial going on in federal court around the corner, Dr. Fry and her husband being prosecuted for providing marijuana for their medicinal marijuana patients, for her patients. And I was just thinking, here's the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who was just famously last week had a bad fall, was found ashen and frothing at the mouth. This is an ailment, his epilepsy, which could be helped by marijuana.
It is ironic.
Yeah, it is indeed. But you are absolutely right. I think a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision gutted Brown versus the Board of Education. Separate can now be considered equal in this nation, and it is a sad moment.
It is, it is. And hopefully we'll solve that on tomorrow's show. But,
oh, good.
You know, we'll have to wait and see.
And we had a great day yesterday. You would have loved being here. I had not only Mark Maron and his suit against law enforcement for rousting the homeless and taking their prescriptions, their eyeglasses, everything they own away, real constitutional violations, but also we had Tony Serra right here in studio. It was really quite exciting.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'm going to have Mark Maron about that lawsuit on my show in a couple of weeks.
Good.
I noted in the B that Eileen Tigert from the city attorney's office said, from my perspective, the city has always treated them with great deal of humanity.
Get out there and smell the roses, Eileen, or
and
whatever.
Her office prosecutes the cases for homeless tickets.
I know. It's a load. Peter Brixey, Ask a Lawyer, right here tomorrow on Talk City, 1240 AM, www.1240talkcity.com. I don't want to tell all those stations and other places to stream and hear your show, but if they wanted to, now they know how. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thanks, Christine.
All right. Like I say, women love his show. He just can't get the women just go nuts for that free legal advice. Okay, we're going to have open lines for the rest of this program today. Shall we do that? Let's talk to, is it Leslie on line one? Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I wish I had some marijuana.
For medicinal purposes, right?
Yeah, I've had two neck surgeries and a lower back surgery in the last couple of years. And, you know, even though they say it's fixed, it's still, you still have a lot of pain and problems and things that go on and on with it.
Well, maybe you could try the approach of our former Supreme Court Justice Rehnquist, who was on a whole load of Vicodin and Valium was writing opinions for the United States Supreme Court.
I wouldn't be doing anything if I wasn't on Norco, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even that, then you want to stay in bed. And that's my comment about marijuana, about medical marijuana for me.
Yes.
Is that it helps me get up and get done doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps my mental state, so I feel like, geez, you know, okay, I can get up and I can make things work and I can, you know, plan my day instead of just laying around
on
pills all day.
You mean have a life, in other words.
Exactly.
So you support Dr. Fry and her, well, she's being prosecuted by the federal government, as you know.
Yes, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. What is their problem?
I don't know.
You know,
as if they didn't have enough of a taint and a mar on the, you know, the whole question of justice in this country right now. I think pretty much the public understands it's called how much justice can you afford, and you don't want to, in terms of the law, transgress on some corporate territory. You know, the drug companies, the alcohol companies all give big money to candidates to run for office. They expect access in exchange. And they don't want your average person to find real relief for their, well, if it's used for medicine, they don't want people to find relief in a source they can grow themselves and don't have to pay a co-payment for whatever.
Absolutely.
And for people who use it for recreational purposes, in other words, they want to sit around and watch TV and eat Doritos. You'd think that the potato chip industry would support marijuana legalization.
Well, I just don't understand what the big thing is. It grows right out of the ground. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, what do they call it? You know, there's nothing done to it. It's not chemicalized.
It's not manufactured, as she's being accused of, you know, what, running a big lab and making methamphetamine? No,
well,
marijuana.
I've been a nurse my whole life, you know, and until I had these injuries. And I'll tell you, I'm 52 years old. I'm on at least seven prescribed medications.
You can't function.
It's ridiculous. Plus, you know, you get a rash or something, you don't know what it is. You have no idea, you know? But like Soma, I can take those and big deal. It doesn't even do anything anymore.
I
That's
told
not
you,
right.
When I first had, I had a couple of back surgeries, and when I was first, this was years ago, living in Carmel, I remember I was watching Channel 5 and I'm ironing a blouse. I'm like, oh, that's interesting what they're saying on the news. And I go, oh! And I had burned right through, almost completely through. I was just like holding the iron there watching TV on Soma. I couldn't function.
Well, I know I was like that when I first started it, but I've been doing that stuff for 4 years.
Yes.
So think what the pharmaceutical companies have been. And, you know, my main gripe about this whole thing is that I can't even write to my congressman on the Internet and talk about this because...
Oh, no, they're
I could be prosecuted.
Oh, that exactly. And they are, of course, as you know, we now know that our emails are being watched and data mined. We know that our phone calls are... Every time I make a phone call, now, you know, I have to say this to the National Security Agency or whatever. Everything I say, this is all on the radio.
Right.
Just tune into 1240, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or wherever, and you can hear it.
I know it.
But
well, anything we all say now, it's
yes,
like, you know.
You hear the click on the phone or the little funny sound on your cell phone, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I should say, people are going to say, oh, my goodness, you're this avid political person, this and that, you're this lawyer. I have a very feminine hobby. I collect vintage dolls. All right, so go laugh. So laugh at me. So I have these lovely dolls. I love them. If you don't like it, forget about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I collect dolls. So I buy them on eBay, right?
Right.
And it's like, it didn't used to be this way, but now, just the last couple of years, or actually the last three since I've been doing this show here at Progressive Talk, every single package I get has been opened in advance. I can always tell. It's like, can you imagine the feds going, there's that firebrand, that political activist. She's got. There's a package she's getting. It's from who knows where, Tennessee or something.
That's right.
And they open it up and go, look, back off. You don't know what she might be ordering. You know,
right.
She's fomenting trouble. And they find a doll in there.
I have a friend whose mother is a dental hygienist over in Saudi Arabia. So I guess with this new thing they're trying to pass right now, they're going to monitor their calls.
Oh, sure.
That is, I'm sorry, but that is wrong. That is against what hasn't anybody in the administration read the Constitution?
You know what my guess is? The answer to that is, Leslie, no. N-O. Remember,
yeah.
George Bush had a hard time reading My Pet Goat. If you'll recall the video of him reading to the children, he had the book upside down. That tells you all you need to know. Probably has never seen, or maybe seen it as a display, a nice display, has never read it. I would be willing to bet.
I had, you know, the day that 9/11 happened, I said to myself, and I know everybody thinks I'm crazy, I said this couldn't happen, it couldn't be better for Bush if he'd planned it himself.
And there you go.
And you know what? We're not going to find out the truth. It's going to be 10, 15 years before we find out the truth. But I don't like my constitutional rights being squelched because I can't even talk about having marijuana legalized.
For medicinal uses. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you very much for giving me a voice.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's move on to Coos Bay, Oregon, and talk to Tom on one. Hey, Tom, how are you? Welcome.
Oh, hi, Christine. Heard you mention Oregon's vote by mail the other day, and I don't know if anybody weighed in on it. It's a really great system, but everybody kind of keeps silent about it nationwide.
Please tell us, you're an Oregonian? Oregonian?
Oregonian, yeah. Yeah, a webfoot, whatever.
You're a webfoot. You're a duck. Tell us about this vote by mail.
Well, it really works great. We get a very high turnout. We have 100% paper ballots to recount. Handicapped people or anybody obviously can do it because it sits on your kitchen table for at least 3 weeks. So you have a lot of time to think about the measures and the candidates and everything else, read the voter's pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Our scanners are ES and S, but the
optical scan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, I've been a candidate myself, so I've gone down to the election office, and they scrupulously run test runs through there to see if they're counted right. And
you still have an actual paper ballot that exists.
Exactly.
Right.
If you have to count them, you can go back and count them by hand. We probably get a higher turnout than any other state. I'm not sure any other state has a higher percentage of vote, even in off-year elections. It has a lot of great advantages. Oh, and I heard you mention something about you're worried about the postal service since a lot of things are being privatized.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of privatized here in Sacramento. I don't know about your neck of the woods.
We have the same kind of thing, especially in rural carriers. But they put drop-off boxes in all of the post office, not all the post offices, all of the public libraries and most of the police stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say the majority of people, just to avoid having to put a couple of stamps on the ballot, drop them off there.
Yeah, save yourself 82 cents, because you have to use two stamps. It's a big thing. Just drop it off in one of these safe boxes.
I think it's a great system. It kind of is under the radar for the rest of the country. Nobody seems to want to talk about it. We love it. There was one attempt by the Republicans to kind of get rid of it for obvious reasons a few years back, but it went nowhere. I would highly recommend. It's not perfect. Obviously, it'd be nice if we could get rid of the ES and S scanners and do something else. I don't think we need to get the results so quickly that we couldn't
just... Yeah, what's this? We're all told, we all demand the results quickly. I don't demand them quickly. I've been around a long time, and I can remember when we counted ballots by hand. I can wait a day or two. It's okay. Thank you.
I just want it to be done
accurately.
I really recommend that Californians and other people try to get... I'm pretty sure we put it on by a measure. It'd be a proposition,
an initiative,
in California.
Yeah. Okay, well, excellent. I'm so glad you called about this because I was hoping somebody would. I'm delighted to hear that you're happy with it, and we'll open the lines if anybody else wants to comment on the system in Oregon of voting by mail. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I think that's a fabulous idea. Why not do? Anybody up there got an objection to it, huh? Can you vote right up to the day of the election? I mean, how do they do that? That's an interesting. That might be a flaw in that. You know how sometimes you. Well, I might vote for this one or that one. You're kind of watching right down to the very end because usually on the day before the election, somebody's dirty laundry comes out. I mean, I don't know. If you want to talk about that, give us a call, 877-766-1240. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. Our website, www.1240talkcity.com. We're on all of Peter B's excellent radio stations this week and next. And we'll be taking more of your calls when we come back right here.
When you're out there, without care, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services.
In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
How would you like to stop your taxes from paying for war? You can support the War Tax Option Act, which adds a checkbox to your tax form that stops your taxes from funding war. This frees up your tax money to pay for other vital programs that you care about. For more information, call 831-521-6042 or visit wartaxoption.org.
I have always said that I will listen to the requests of our commanders on the ground.
Mr. President, you did not listen. You continue to pursue a failed strategy that is breaking our great Army and Marine Corps. I left the Army in protest in order to speak out. Mr. President, you have placed our nation in peril. Our only hope is that Congress will act now to protect our fighting men and women.
Hey everybody, let's take a look at the latest. Big problem in the Santa Cruz Mountains, southbound 17 before Redwood Estates. Now this dump truck that we told you about for some time, still blocking the right lane. Traffic still very backed up into Hamilton Avenue in Campbell. And what I can tell you at this point, and again the SIG alert being issued there from CHP, it's about a 60-minute delay. So they were talking about significant delays to be... Without being too redundant there. San Juan Batista Highway 156 at Flint Road. Two separate crashes still remain off to the side of the roadway. In fact, it involved a major injury, so they had fire crews out there along with paramedics. Prunedale, South 101 after Morrow. We have apparently fire crews on the scene. They're cleaning up efforts. There's an oil slick there, so heads up there. Gilroy, South 101 between Levis Lee and 25. Very slow traffic being reported there. This report brought to you by the History Channel. This summer, two men will learn the history of hand-to-hand combat. Tonight, the series begins at 9 Central.
KSAC.
Wow, says Christine on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. I have a monitor here in the studio right over my right shoulder. I'm looking at a story about Iraq on the CBS Evening News, and it showed first these mothers who only had tainted water to feed their babies, and the babies are getting sick. And then the story goes on to show, I guess, some purveying of real fresh water, whatever. But the horrible conditions still in Iraq, 1 hour of electricity a day. Oh, yes, thank you, U.S. And I was just thinking, and I don't know if anybody outside of Sacramento, I suppose many of you do know about this, has to be because we have a very hot summer here. We have 6 months of it's dry heat. You got to love it, okay? And I don't particularly. But I do have one thing. It's what, about 100 degrees today, close to it? Was it 101? Do you need anybody to work in Monterey? Anyway, so 101 degrees. I've never liked the heat here, okay? Just, anyway, but I use something called, right now, at the Christine Craft household, right at this moment, sizzle, sizzle, I have a solar box cooker. If you want to see what it looks like, go to sunovens.com. I'm not connected to the business at all. But in my solar box cooker today, I put in, I don't eat chicken, but my dogs and cats do. So I have chicken thighs. I get the thigh because it's only one bone. This is not a cooking show, but I just want to make this point. It's at home, and all that intense heat that I hate so much, and it cost me tons of money to cool the house. In Sacramento, the most important person in any girl's life is her air conditioning repairman. You will do anything. Let me just tell you, anything because it gets so hot. But I got the Solar Bucks cooker out there, and then I'm watching this story about Iraq on CBS News. And these poor mothers who have only tainted water to give to their babies, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, if we could just get solar cookers over to Iraq. It's 120 degrees in Baghdad right now. All they'd have to do is take the tainted water, put it in the solar box cooker, and probably in a very short order, it would heat up very rapidly and kill all the germs and bugs. Very simple. I mean, it's extremely low-tech. It's as low-tech as it gets. You can cook in there. You don't have to have electricity, or you don't have to burn wood. And, I mean, it's perfect for hot climates. So, and I know there have been projects taking solar box cookers to other parts of the world, like parts of Africa, where the people have to spend the entire day finding pieces of firewood. They go miles and miles to gather this firewood to cook their food. If they have a solar box cooker, they can do other things with their lives, like go to school and, you know, start up businesses, whatever, and just do their cooking in the solar box cooker. There's one of those low-tech solutions that would bring so many, would help with global warming. There's no pollution from them. And so if you want to see the Cadillac, this is, you know, I like fancy things. I am a high-stakes player here. When I get a solar box cooker, I want the best, baby. So check out sunovens.com. It's really quite so. So when I go home, all the cats and dogs will be sitting around the solar box cooker, drooling, waiting for the chicken to come. It'll be completely cooked, ready to go. It takes about 5.5 hours, and it's perfect. All right, just wanted to get that information out there into the information stream. Let's take some calls. Line 3, Valerie in Monterey. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Very cool here.
Stop. Don't even rub it in.
It's
would you?
A beautiful day.
I know.
And I am glad you're there in Sacramento, because that's where it's all happening.
It is all
and
happening. Especially,
we are holding our breath.
Yes.
I am with Save Elections Monterey
yes.
County.
Yes.
This is a group that has called for hand-counted paper ballots. And
thank you, Valerie.
That's why I'm calling in. Your previous caller was talking about mail-in ballots.
In Oregon, yeah.
Yes. In Monterey County, actually two-thirds of our voters vote on paper ballots absentee.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them walk those ballots, and I've been in precincts where 200 people will walk in on
mm-hmm.
election day and
deposit
them.
Because they know what's
them.
Going on, don't they?
Yes,
they really
into the box. Because they want to know that they will get into the ballot box and
mm-hmm.
there will not be any opportunity for fraud
right.
before the election day.
Mm-hmm.
So we recommend hand-counted paper ballots at the precinct. The optical scan counters are as vulnerable to fraud and tampering as the touchscreen machines are. And
the only plus of the only thing I would mention is that at least if you have the paper ballot, so you do an optical scan and there's a challenge to the election, you still keep the paper ballot so you can actually go back and do a hand count if there's a contested election.
Right. The problem is, if you recall the measures last November, they were very high-profile, questions as
mm-hmm.
to cigarette tax, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There was no polling done in any of the counties to determine what the citizens' vote would really be.
So how would you know whether...
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That is right. And who would pay for the audit or the recount? And then who would conduct the audit but the officials who conducted the election in the first place?
So we are hoping that, you know, and I'm sure you worked hard to get Deborah Bowen elected, too. She's really a huge hope, not just for California, but for the entire nation. And the decision that she's going to make or going to publish in just a few minutes now, Valerie, has me on edge. Let's hope that she feels that we're at her back enough that she can do absolutely everything that she needs to do here. It's a very tough decision. There are financial implications. The registrars in many of these counties are going to fight her tooth and nail. They're going to target her in every way they can, and she needs to know that we're with her.
Right.
And I, too, am waiting very anxiously.
We'll get her a bulletproof vest and an armored car, and we'll just surround her with love and
yes.
our appreciation.
She's got it. Thank you very much, Valerie.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's good to know that there are voters outside of Sacramento who are aware of this. I'm delighted to hear that goes on in Monterey. Delighted to hear about the by-mail voting in Oregon, and all of this is really driven by people understanding that we don't want elections stolen, okay? And did you hear in Ohio, which is, of course, the key state, in 2004, which Mr. Kerry said, I don't want to appear to be a poor loser, so I don't want to challenge. And Edwards is going, yes, we need to see that every vote is counted. And the Kerry campaign made him shut up, all right? So John Edwards understands. It's one of the reasons he's my candidate for president here. But did you realize that all of the information, the ballots from 2004 have been destroyed? Oh, it was a mistake. We didn't know how that happened in Ohio. So just so you know, there's some funny business going on out there, and that's good enough. We the people really have to fight back. Do I have time for another call? I do. Who should I take? You pick it. Okay, let's take it then. Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, we got less than a minute.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, my friend told me that if President Bush wanted to, he could call like martial law to where nobody can vote. Is that true?
There are certain circumstances, if there were another terrorist attack on this country, whether it comes from our government or some terrorist source, where they could make that argument because of an executive order. So,
because my friend said that he already, President Bush, made the preparations already in case that did happen.
That's right. So hang tight. We'll just end on that charming note for the week. Thanks so much for the call.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You are listening to Sacramento's Progressive Talk Station, KSAC. That's 1240 a.m. when you're here in Sacramento. Also, send me an email, christine@1240talkcity.com. And a special thank you to all of the stations on Peter B. Collins' list. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Oceans 18, finally a real 18-hole miniature golf course in town. Open every day from noon till 10, 11 on the weekends. Whether you're 6 or 96, this blacklight golf course is fun for the whole family. Just a few steps from the Monterey Aquarium and the American Tin Cannery. Oceans 18 is perfect for private parties. Mention you heard this on Sheila's show and get a free glow stick. Oceans 18 opens at 12. Stays open late every day. Oceans 18 Miniature Golf.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Slow progress in Minneapolis today.
We have now identified 12 submerged or partially submerged vehicles that were not on the decking itself. We have not recovered any victims' bodies or human remains from those vehicles.
Hennepin County Sheriff Rick Stanek says divers are almost blinded by the murky Mississippi, and through the water they hear the creaks and groans of the wrecked bridge. The confirmed death toll stands at 5. There had been many warnings that the 35W bridge had problems. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts has that.
This, say the experts, was a disaster waiting to happen. The Department of Transportation deemed the bridge structurally deficient in a 2005 review. Another report by the University of Minnesota in 2001 cited fatigue problems, but only recommended regular inspections.
Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Carol Monow rejects suggestions authorities ignored warnings.
On the bridge we just had collapse, my daughter drives that twice a day. If you really believe that any of us would compromise the safety of the motoring public, you're in the wrong place.
First Lady Laura Bush visited the site today and praised the people who rushed to help when the bridge came down. The president goes to Minneapolis in the morning. Congress was supposed to be on vacation by now, but there's continuing uncertainty about an anti-terrorism measure demanded by President Bush. He wants broader authority for electronic eavesdropping on suspected foreign terrorists. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Democrats agreed to one proposal, but then the administration rewrote about 80% of it. At last word, negotiations were at a standstill. The House did approve $250 million to help rebuild the bridge in Minneapolis. That vote was overwhelming. The leader of a Marine squad that murdered an unarmed Iraqi was sentenced today at Camp Pendleton, California. KNX Radio's Tom Riopelle was there.
Marine Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins was sentenced to 15 years in prison, a dishonorable discharge, and reduced in rank to private. Hutchins was described as the instigator and ringleader in the killing of an Iraqi civilian in Hamdaniya. Earlier, Corporal Marshall Magan Calda, convicted of lesser crimes, was sentenced to a reduction in rank and time already served in the brig.
The stock market tanked today. The Dow dropped 281 points to close the week at 13,181. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
Investors were nervous to hold positions over the weekend, fearing that there could be more in the subprime rate news.
Standard & Poor's lowered its outlook for Bear Stearns because of that company's exposure in distressed mortgages. And Bear Stearns' chief financial officer said the turmoil in the credit